Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
For over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Howdy you do, friends and neighbors. This is the overview, a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We have a list of 10 stories and a list of 10 people to consider during the course of this hour with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both important, integral members of the DJV show. So the three of us will go through this. You'll be thinking and listening and hearing and agreeing or disagreeing with some of the points that we make. But it is the week before the election, and that pretty much takes all the oxygen out of the room on most of the news talk stations around the country. There are other things, however. I guess we can give Victoria Jennifer a moment. Number 10 this week is the Dodgers winning the World Series. Jennifer has been close about that.
Say it again. Just say it again. What happened?
The Dodgers won the World Series in a shortened, abbreviated season.
Oh, please.
It probably doesn't count because the season.
They've been knocking on the door for a long time.
Who
this was
that
totally deserved.
On that door.
There was a bit of controversy, though. And look, I have been Dodger Blue since I was born.
In Los Angeles,
oh, sure, they
right?
did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Dodgers fans apparently decided to go the way of the Lakers fans and do a little rioting afterwards, but mostly
Boston
peaceful celebrating is what they said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been a Dodger fan since I was a baby, and my grandparents had season seats. So I was, like, born and raised on the Dodgers. And to see them win after 32 years was just really incredible. And it was one of the few times that the best team in baseball during the regular season actually went on to win the World Series since they started the wild card rules, which happened back in the mid-90s, I think. So that was kind of a cool little factoid. Most of the time, somehow, some of the best team gets knocked off. So it was kind of exciting to see that. But the controversy was that Justin Turner, during the seventh inning, got pulled out of the game because apparently he had a COVID test.
COVID.
Now, he had tested, I guess his test was inconclusive. They retested the next day, which they were testing every day, and it came back. They pulled him out of the game, which is a bit controversial, but he went into a doctor's office there at the field. And then the Dodgers won the World Series. Now, Justin Turner has been kind of the heart and soul of the team since 2014 when he joined the team from the Mets. He's been a team leader. He does a ton for the community. And he's a free agent. So this may be his last time to celebrate in Dodger uniform. And so after about an hour, he went out on the field to at least take the picture with his players. And people went bananas about it.
Was he wearing a mask?
He wore a mask until the picture. He took the mask off for the picture, and that's mm-hmm. and people just went bananas.
Yeah.
And all of the teammates are like, he deserves to be out here celebrating. And truthfully, let's just think realistically here. If he was exposing people in the seventh inning, he's already exposed them. And no one has said that there's been an outbreak. I think all the Dodgers are testing and all of that. it's very possible that this could have even been a false positive. He hasn't had any symptoms.
That's what I thought, yeah. Mm.
So I just, it really is irritating to see even the media in, the sports media, I should say, in Los Angeles criticizing him when he's contributed so much. They should have let the guy celebrate. And I really feel like Rob Manfred, who's the chief of the head of the Major League Baseball, has it out for Justin Turner, because Turner was one of the only players who called out Manfred for his really tough treatment, or his really soft treatment on the Houston Astros. And so part of me just wonders if this isn't built around trying to, you know, mess with this moment for him.
Yeah,
well, if it is, that's unfortunate.
It is, kind of. You're right about that. All right, let's see. Rudy Giuliani and his embarrassment, number 9. I don't know if we need to talk about that too much, him in the hotel room after we've had a bunch of slookies.
What's a
slookie? A slookie is a drink. It's an alcoholic drink.
I've never heard that ever.
If he was consumed, what he was consuming.
Bombed. Yeah, right. He was just bombed. The big tech hearings, number 8. You might want to spend a moment on that because you're a tech person, Victoria. The 3 biggies testifying before Congress. Did anything come out of that that makes any, that makes a difference?
It depends on, you know, it depends on, I think everything's political, so it really probably depends on where you are politically. You know, Facebook has, Mark Zuckerberg has tried to, and you know I love this expression, but he's tried to ride 2 horses with 1 ass, and he's tried to say that, you know, we're just a utility, but then, you know, but we're a social media platform. So essentially people, you know, people on the right want him to not censor things, and people on the left want him to be hard, want Facebook to be much stricter on hate speech. So he's a bit caught in the middle. Twitter, same thing. Jack Dorsey has admitted that they have not handled things correctly. So, you know, but again,
he was the real story, I think, at this
hearing. Yeah, he was.
Dorsey?
Because,
yeah, the way he looked, he looked like a monster from the
Black he looked like he'd been hanging out with the Unabomber off the grid.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, the story here is that Twitter got caught. They red-handed. They wouldn't publish the Hunter Biden stuff because they said it was hacked material, which, by the way, it was not hacked material. But they did publish the president's tax returns, which really was hacked material. So they got caught.
Yeah.
They obviously look like a bunch of loser hypocrites that are trying to influence
the
election.
They're all these guys are hypocrites.
But here's the sad part. But the sad part of it is that big tech owns Congress on both sides of the aisle. So, okay, Ted Cruz is going to go up there, and he's going to go back and forth with Jack Dorsey. And it was a great moment where he said, who the hell are you to decide what goes up on social media? And Ted Cruz was absolutely right. But that after that public shaming, what's going to happen? And the answer is nothing, because big tech owns Republicans and big tech owns Democrats.
Yep. It's the same thing with all of these people and the money that comes from.
But here's the thing, though. That's Section 230 that people hear about, and people kind of go, oh, what does that really mean? That a lot of people want to remove that because it will remove the protections. But here's the thing, though. If someone talks about or posts something on Facebook that's hate speech or whatever, and then they go and commit a crime and they kill someone, then the victim's family can then sue Facebook. So that's where it gets really dodgy. That would shut down Facebook and Twitter and every other social media platform. So they're kind of, and they're legally allowed to hide behind the fact that everyone checks that little box, the terms of service. No one ever reads it. And so that is, it's going to come down into the weeds of legality. And, you know, I don't know where it's going to head. And to Jen's point, she's absolutely right. You know, just depending on, you know, they're like lobbyists now. They're another, big tech is also
of course,
a lobbyist.
Spend
we have
more
way
money
too many.
Than most lobbyists. They spend a ton of money.
Well, they have more to spend for one, yeah. And, you know, we just, lobbyists run this country. People, you know, I know we're in the middle
for
of
sure.
an election right now, but, you know,
yep.
take a look around because the president and whoever else it is, they're not really running the country. It's lobbyists.
And if you do, if more people, when they hear me talk about NASCAR and my comparative idea, members of Congress ought to be wearing coats that have all the people that have contributed to their campaign spread across the back, so we all know who's bought and paid for members of Congress. And the fact that we brought out earlier on the DJV show this week how much money all these people have when they get out of public service because they can hold on to most of the things that are in their campaign chest, it's pretty obscene. All right, so let's see. Number six is the hurricane. We'll talk about that and how the West is dealing with more wildfires right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Talk Radio Review on the air now. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're at number 6, which is a focus on the hurricane. First of all, Victoria, this thing plowed into, what is the 27th, 28th, 29th? Named hurricane, and there, I said on the air on the DJV show this week, wow, if this be the end of that, whoops, not so fast.
Yep.
Because there's another one brewing in the, just south of Jamaica, as a matter of fact. So anyway, the remnants of this thing all from Louisiana up the, Mississippi Valley, Ohio River Valley, we're feeling it on the East Coast this weekend, so, this is, look at all the people who have, lost. You were talking about something that was very interesting, how, the drought has affected with the now all the water, the trees. That's an interesting.
Trees are getting uprooted.
Yeah.
Well, trees are getting uprooted because, you know, we had the drought, which made the roots constrict. And so we had and then when you get all these flooding type rains, the roots just lose their stability. And you just see trees. They're all over where I am in New Jersey at the shore. And this we had gale warnings and we had a lot of gusty winds and trees just basically topple right over and the roots are exposed and everything. So I don't know if a tree gets to that point, can they prop it back up and save it?
Yeah, they can. It depends on how heavy it is.
There's some big old trees around here that are down.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
I know you've got that on the farm, too.
Yeah, have had it. All right, so the western wildfires, we thought that things ought to calm down, but maybe that's because the news coverage has not been so good on these wildfires. Jen, you want to give us an update?
Yeah, it's actually some good news in California, at least where I live. There were two big fires that were burning and actually injured, I think, seven firefighters was the total, two of them in critical condition, both of them intubated, burns, second and third degree burns over 50 and 60% of their bodies, respectively. So it was a really bad situation because we had the Santa Ana winds this week, which are dry, fast-moving hurricane-strength winds. I mean, they were seeing, they were clocking winds at 150 miles per hour.
Wow.
There, yeah, there were some up by my house that were at about, like, 96, which is Category 2 status. So, I mean, you've got really big winds that were really fanning the flames. Thankfully, those winds have died down a bit, and it seems that the firefighters are able to get a handle, at least, on the two fires burning in Southern California. So the containment has gone up relatively quickly.
Right. Okay. So next on the overview here, what do we have time for? Just to mention, number five is the economy, and Victoria and I were just talking about the Biden tax plan and the stuff that is a part of trying to figure out what to do with all the people that don't have any money, how they're going to pay their bills, in light of the fact that also in the economic reality are lots of jobs and people not applying for them because they think they'd be better off keeping government money. I don't know where the connection or the disconnect is here. But the stock market seems to have been a little weak this week as well.
Yeah. It'll bounce back.
GDP's really good, though.
Let's see. What's that?
GDP was great.
Yeah, it was. That's good for Trump. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, moving back into our overview, the zone here on the overview that we have every week, the Talk Radio Review. DJV hosters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with the charts of the week of October the 26th to the 30th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Spend a moment on number four, maybe, because the main focus is the presidential race and COVID. So I want to just spend a few minutes on the Philadelphia situation this week, what went on there, and more of the same. I guess there were actually a number of these incidents, or a few of them, more focus on the police because of stupid stuff that they're doing and not seeming to learning what's going on. I don't understand how they can be so tone deaf. Police unions and police chiefs, some cities they are and some cities they aren't, but there are still Every time something like this happens, like in Philadelphia this week, then there's more cry for defunding the police, which is plain stupidity. Reform, yes. And so a lot of the discussion, did you hear much of that? When you Jennifer does a local program in New York, in Los Angeles on KRLA, much talk about this out there? I mean, I haven't heard too much focus on the police per se in L.A. Is there? Did I lose Jennifer?
Oh, well, I guess we lost her. I've been following, well, your daughter-in-law, for one, so I feel like I get a lot of L.A. news with police and stuff like that. I don't know.
You should get a slant from her anyway.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, I think she's
really, up
really up on a lot of
issues.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, she's very smart.
I've learned a lot from her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that that's the, an ongoing discussion. You know, when we hear yet another example of, you know, of in Philadelphia, the a mentally ill person whose mother was right there, you know, with him asking the police not to shoot her son, and they don't even tase him. They don't even try to sedate him. They just shoot him and he's dead. You know, and they called for an ambulance. The problem is the family called for an ambulance to take him to the hospital to sedate him, and the cops showed up with guns drawn. So this is if we don't fix that as a policy, and the police commissioner in Philadelphia has said that she wants, I think it's a she, I'm not quite sure.
I think you're right, yeah.
But that, you know, he or she wants full transparency on this. They've admitted that this was wrong, but that's another life that's lost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can admit now,
and what
oh,
happens
we were
to
wrong.
The police? They don't. Oftentimes, the police don't suffer the consequences of their ill actions.
Well, that's another part of it. And so we're still talking about the Breonna Taylor trial, that grand jury, and you know,
and there was
they,
something new on that this week, as a matter of fact. What did I see? Do you remember seeing something new on that this week? It seemed to me there's a new wrinkle.
I think some of the jurors have come forward and they're saying that when they found out that I guess murder two or something or murder one wasn't on the table, that they were that there was an uproar amongst the jurors or something, that they really felt that there should have been.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, it there's no accountability.
Some of the stuff is so obvious. I guess that's what it is. It's so obvious. All right, number three on the countdown list: the confirmation of Ms. Barrett. And I think it seems like there was a lot of huffing and puffing, and now that seems to be over. It was as quickly as it came up, and her nomination came out of the woodwork.
What can anyone do, you know?
Well, so you move on and deal with it one way or another.
Or you bullied the Girl Scouts into taking down messages congratulating
him. Well, but that's another thing. That was a red herring. The Girl Scouts have done that for a lot. Did they actually take it down?
Yeah.
Or,
they've
done it for
many women. Yeah, they submitted to the pressure, and they took it down because people went crazy and said that they shouldn't be congratulating her. I mean, the Girl Scouts.
Was this a tweet, or was it a post?
This was a tweet. It was a tweet that just said, congratulations to Amy Coney Barrett becoming one of five women to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And I think you guys know, politically, not a fan of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but I have no problem with the Girl Scouts doing what they did to honor the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and to celebrate the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, because they're strong women.
Yeah, it's very hypocritical. All right, it's 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Andy Solomon. Nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, and about 75% of them don't have it under control. High blood pressure, or hypertension, is the leading cause of heart attack and stroke, and it is also a contributing factor for worst outcomes for people contracting COVID-19. Dr. Willie Lawrence, cardiologist and American Heart Association volunteer physician expert.
Check your blood pressure regularly. 120 over 80 or below is considered normal. If your blood pressure is 130 over 80 or above, that is high blood pressure. It means an increased risk for heart disease and stroke.
Dr. Lawrence says that small changes can make a big difference in managing your blood pressure.
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can make a big difference. Take blood pressure medication as prescribed. It can be one of the most effective ways to manage it. Finally, read labels on over-the-counter medicines. Pain relievers such as ibuprofen and naproxen may raise blood pressure. Consider acetaminophen.
For more, visit heart.org/bptools.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month.
The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's fly back into the fold here. I'm Doug Steffen, DJ Veer. The other DJ Veers are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and we take it upon ourselves each week to inform you as to our thinking and some of the conversations we've had about some of these issues, the top 10 stories that have made it into the news talk radio world, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his staff going around the country listening to stations online, talking to hosts, and just generally getting a good feel as to the pulse of what's going on. And the top two stories, I think we'll spend this this second half hour of our review on the top two stories. COVID is number two, and I want to start the conversation by reiterating something that I said there. I do five different radio programs, and one of them, in addition to doing this program, the countdown and the ancillary discussion that I have with the ladies each week on the DJV time is the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, which you can hear on many of these same stations. You can get a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Ken Kronhaus said this week he summarized the COVID in a very succinct way. As we were looking and talking about the Wisconsin situation this week, which was pretty bad, talking about masks and stuff showing up on beaches, which is pretty damn gross when you get right down to it. He said two things that I think we ought to all carry with us through the weekend and into next week, and as we continue to deal with COVID. He said that the strain, and this thing has now mutated about 24 times since it first became a problem the first of the year. And because it mutates, and when something like this mutates, it usually isn't as bad. He says that the virus as it exists today is more contagious than it has been through the history of the virus. But it is much less deadly. So if you get it, you don't have a death sentence. And he also said that we were talking about the way the deaths are reported in all the news media numbers. And he basically said, well, Ken wouldn't say this, but I would say it, paraphrasing, that the numbers are a joke because you really don't know when somebody dies whether they die. He said actually that any of his patients, now Ken is a very well-known cardiologist on the board Miracle, the American Heart Association, always doing work with them, for them. And he said the position that he's taken with the Heart Association and on the air and with his clients, his patients, is that no one just dies from COVID by itself.
Well, remember that number that came out a few months ago, and it was like 7,000 or 9,000, I can't remember now, of people that they believed actually just died from and solely because of COVID.
Right. It's you've got something else that compromises your immune system, your heart is bothering, you got heart disease, you got lung problems, you're obese, you got diabetes, you got any number of things. And most of the people, if you look at the stats, yeah, there are rare exceptions, but the people who are younger who die also, pretty much 100%, he didn't say 100%, but he said most of the people who die who are younger have many other compromising things, and the COVID just finishes them off. So it's not like they were dying from COVID by itself. They've got a lot of other things. So I think that needs to be a part of the discussion, whether it, somebody like that can overwhelm the news media, which is so hypocritical, so negative, so wrong about most of the stuff. But there's one thing, there's one conclusion that has come that flies in the face of a lot of people, some of the more conservative thinkers in the country. I don't like that word conservative. Maybe right wing is better because it's not conservative at all. My definition of conservative is a lot different than what the politicians use for conservative. But the idea of not having a mask on or not distancing yourself is just, not only is it selfish, but you're creating a situation that may harm somebody in your family. Sure, you may not get it. All the parties on the college campuses that we've heard about, from 19 to 29, people are not wearing their masks, and they may not get it, but they are going to be around people that they do spread it and share it with. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's outrageously selfish to not take into account the fact that these things, it's proven. Ken says it over and over again. Jack may not agree all the time, but Ken says masks, masks, masks. Find the one that has the smallest, what do they call it?
What kind? You've mentioned that before. That's a good thing for people to know. What was that type of mask that you found?
Now that you asked me.
It was something, the microns, right?
Yeah, one micron. You get, if it's more than one micron, Jack said that and Ken agreed with it. If it's more, any mask is helpful. Most of the conventional masks that are out there are 3 microns. So anything smaller than 3 microns is going to get out of your, if you cough or you sneeze or you're just breathing. If it's 3 microns, the masks are 3 microns. They protect the size of the bacteria or the virus rather. If it's 3 microns, and this is a 2 micron. This virus is 2 microns, so it gets out through most of the conventional masks. If you have a 1 micron mask, it will not get out. And so you look for, if you're really conscious of this, you go in, and they're probably hard to find. You go to the drugstore, you go someplace specializes in this stuff, and you can find 1 micron masks. That's the most protective. So, anyway, that's my overview. Ladies, you have some observations. Again, the stats are really just plain misleading. What we're doing, I think that one of the things, the vaccine information that came out this week and when it's going to be available, who gets it, who's going to pay for it, I think that's a pretty significant in terms of where we are. I think people, although there are a lot of people who hoped it would be before the election, that's not going to happen. But before the end of the year, there seem to be a couple of different products that are making it through quickly the FDA process, which, again, Jennifer, I think you said this week that it's usually 5 weeks. Who said that? Was that you?
No, usually it's 5 to 7 years.
5 months.
For
5 years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for the FDA to approve something. But Operation Warp Speed and some of the focus on getting it done is making it happen really quickly. I say let it take as long as it needs to because you want it to be safe. But the quicker the better for most people.
Well, then the other thing is that 50% of the people surveyed, whether you believe these polls or not, say, I'm not taking it.
That is true. More and more people feel that they don't, you know, they're more focused on therapeutics and treatments, and that's where I fall on it, too. Yeah.
Again, I do, too. But
I saw someone, I think it was from Pfizer, maybe this week, that said that they have a vaccine, and right now it's about 70% effective. Mm-hmm. So that's better than the flu vaccine.
Well, again, a lot of people, I had my ears checked this week, and the doctor said, have you had your flu shot yet?
Huh? So we're not going to hear, anymore? That's great.
Anyway, my hearing is the same as it has been the last 4 or 5 years I've had it tested, so something must be okay. At any rate, the bottom line here is...
Did you get your flu shot? Because they asked
No, he said, did I get my flu shot? I said, no, I haven't. And he said, you should go get one. And then it came to pass, I think we talked about this on the air, that there are different degrees, different levels. There are different kinds of flu shots. You can't just go in and say, give me a flu shot, because there are 3 or 4 different types. And they still have, the cheap ones, still have mercury in them. And for all
the
of
pharmacy
the
ones, I think, right? That's
the cheap ones from CVS and Walgreens and that bunch.
Because
those
they do, Dr. Jack explained this, which I'd never understood this, but it's because they have larger bottles and they keep going back in for new doses. So if you're at the doctor's office, that's the best place to get it because it's a single dose without the mercury.
Yeah.
Or aluminum. It's aluminum, not mercury. It's aluminum. Yeah.
Well, now it is. Yeah, but it's still bad. You want to get the most expensive one.
You don't need that.
And some of them, you know, you have to pay for yourself, or some of them paid for. I think the move was to get the vaccines paid for, though, by Medicare, right? Wasn't that the move?
Yeah.
This way the government is paying for the expensive ones anyway. And you see 900 ads on TV. Is it Fluzone, Fluzine, Flu something or other? Then that's the most expensive one. And it doesn't
There's one for seniors that my parents both got.
I think it's called Fluzone.
Yeah.
Like that. Anyway. Okay. So that's that.
Don't you want to stay out of the flu zone? What a stupid name.
Yeah, right. That's a horrible
name. What kind
name
is that?
I mean, who did that?
I never, we always have to fact check Doug, so I don't think it's called Fluzone, but yeah.
It's flu.
Fluzy, for all you lose women.
Right.
It's flu something or other, but just when you go in there, say, I want to actually pay for my, I don't want the cheap crap that you've got, give me something that I, you know, it's $29, I think, for the most expensive shot. Get that one. Don't get the cheap one, because the cheap one won't do you any good, and in fact, will probably do you harm. Top stories of the week of October 26th to the 30th, the Dodgers winning the World Series. That's a big deal at number 10. Number 9, the Rudy Giuliani embarrassment. The big tech hearings in Congress at number 8. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the hurricane and the wildfires in the West, Hurricane Zeta. Number 5, the economy as it's tied to the stock market and the stimulus package, that sort of thing. Number 4, race relations with an eye toward what went on this week in Philadelphia. Number 3, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Number two, the continuing focus on health care and COVID. And number one, the presidential race. What's going to happen next week? Everybody's on pins and needles. Or not everybody is, but a lot of people are. The presidential race. Number one this week in our focus right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Scary movies, the dread, fear, and horror that makes your pulse quicken and palms sweat.
So this comes from the fight or flight response. When we are being chased by an animal, our instinct is to either fight the animal or to run away. So probably that same mechanism gets triggered when we get scared by watching situations in the screen that are similar to that situation in real life.
Cardiologist Dr. Regis Fernandez says three things happen. Your heart rate increases, blood flow to muscles increases, and adrenaline flows.
It's similar to physical exercise.
Dr. Fernandez does not suggest replacing exercise with watching scary movies, but he does say that the body's reaction to being frightened is unlikely to hurt healthy individuals.
If you enjoy that thrill, it's not dangerous.
And it seems many of us just love the feeling of being terrified. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we overview, and sometimes I get to the point of not being able to find the time, believe it or not, to actually go through the list. So officially, this is it. For those of you who are purists and they want to know what the People List consists of, Miles Taylor is at number 10. Rudy Giuliani is at 9. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Nancy Pelosi is at 7. Walter Wallace is at number 6. Let's see, Amy Coney Barrett is at 5. Dr. Fauci is at 4, Mike Pence is at 3, Joe Biden is at 2, and Donald Trump is at 1. In fairness, number 3 is Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. I'm told I mispronounced her name, Kamala, whatever. At any rate, those are the two people at number 3, Biden at 2 and Trump at 1. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Check it out at talkers.com. Presidential race number 1 on the week The week's list from the Talkers Magazine of Stories, no surprise there. Surprise, surprise, however, looking around, sometimes you look at the political scene and it's sort of static. If you look at the last, three, four, five elections, the two parties have won 44-45% of the vote. And now, the swing states have been pretty easily determined. But now this, I noticed that Harris is in Texas, and Texas is in play. What do you think is going to happen there, ladies?
I think
they'll stay red.
Yeah, it's not going to do anything. I think they're there because they feel like they need to try to pick up some ground. I think the only state that may shift, and it would shift, I think, in Trump's favor is Minnesota.
Yeah,
I think he's there. Maybe Joe Biden might be able to switch Iowa. I don't know. The ones that they're watching right now, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I do think Ohio is going to be interesting.
I think Ohio will be totally red. I think Pennsylvania will be red, too.
The New York Times had a choke on their gloating about black voters when they released a poll showing that Trump's ahead with black voters this year from 4 years ago and up with Latino voters. That's pretty interesting, if you believe the polls, anyway.
I heard something so interesting the other day that he's actually lost more white voters and that Biden has picked up white voters.
That
Trump has picked up a ton of black and Hispanic votes. So
I think blacks are tired of being taken for granted. And that's what the Democrats do. If you're black, you should be voting for us because you're supposed to vote for us. You know, what are you talking about? Go pound sand. Florida is interesting as well. Well, there's all kinds of things. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about the new president.
Hopefully.
The election results, anyway. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hello, I'm Rayola Pratt. I'm running so I can continue my work on the Shasta College Board of Trustees. Shasta College is a gem in our community. It touches and improves so many lives. Do you know that Shasta College has increased the number of degrees and certificates awarded to students by 26% over the past 4 years? Shasta College trains and graduates outstanding firefighters, nurses, dental hygienists, farmers, and many other vital members of our community. Do you know that Shasta College welding program is an American Welding Society accredited testing facility, one of only 100 in the world? At the same time, Shasta College prepares thousands of students for success in college and university. Do you know that Shasta College was selected to be one of the 15 community colleges to pilot a baccalaureate degree program for the state of California in 2015? I'm so proud of all that Shasta College does. Please vote for Rayola Pratt. Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly review of the top five tech stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five. We start at number five, and this is a focus on a new charging battery pack clip and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So what's the review here?
Well, good and bad. So here's the thing, it's a good option. Mophi is, of course, probably the oldest name in the wireless in the smartphone charging business.
Smart charge.
The smart charge. And so they used to make their chargers built into a cell phone case. And so it was very clunky. It was very, you know, heavy, made your phone kind of feel like a brick. But when your battery ran out, all you had to do was flip the switch on the case, and then you've got a whole new charge of battery. So it was very convenient, and they were super popular for a long time. But people are very personal about what kind of phone case they want and what they want to use. It's kind of an expression now. It's like an accessory. So the good thing is this new juice pack from Mophie, it connects. It's basically all it does is it clips onto the back of your phone when you need it to wirelessly charge. It gives you a full charge, and then you can just unclip it. So it's not this cumbersome brick anymore. It's a clip and go. You can use it on multiple devices, so it's actually more economical. Here's the downside, though. It is a bit pricey. You're paying for the convenience of that clip and go, and it's $79.95. So it is a bit more than what you'll see on the market that's in that competitive space. But it is, I do really like the convenience and the design of it.
Number four is a MagSafe charger. This is kind of almost from the same wheelhouse.
Yep. This is a mag not safe. So yeah, the MagSafe the magnetic charger that iPhone 12s are, and basically any iPhone that you have that can hold a wireless charge, you know, if you just put your phone on top of the charger instead of plugging it in. MagSafe, the magnetic charger, though, they put out a warning this week saying that you have to make sure that you don't have any of your credit cards or a hotel key or transit cards, or if you use like a key fob to get into your office building, you have to make sure it's nowhere near this magnetic strip or the magnetic charger, because it will completely demagnetize all of your cards, which ends up being a huge, huge pain, and you have to have all of your cards replaced. So just make sure, if you are, you know, using one of these MagSafe chargers, keep all of your valuables away from it.
All right, number three is a T-Mobile announcement.
This was kind of a surprise this week, but this was a great announcement. It got a lot of buzz. T-Mobile is finally getting into the live TV business, and they have launched a new internet-based streaming service called T-Vision. It launches November 1st, and it's a traditional streaming service. It's going to go head-to-head with YouTube TV, which is what I use and love, Hulu's live TV service, Fubo TV, Sling, and AT&T TV. So the best part about the T-Mobile one, though, it's the cheapest, and they've broken it up into a few different products. So for $40 a month, you'll get basically all the basic cable that you are used to, except for CBS, because they're always the holdout. But you'll get all the news networks, you get a lot of sports, and then additionally, if you want to add other things that you're used to, sci-fi, Cartoon Network, TNT, USA Bravo, that's the $50 bundle per month. Also, they throw in some more sports there. And then one of the things that's really cool, they have a T-Vision Vibe package. It's $10 a month, and it gives you 30 live channels, plus you can add on premium channels a la carte, so you can basically customize your entire viewing experience. So good for T-Mobile. I think they're going to actually disrupt that space.
Number two, Instacart and Aldi are partnering.
Yep, grocery delivery platform Instacart is launching a pilot program to begin taking food stamps. And as we know, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, this is a really bad time for a lot of Americans who are suffering from food insecurity. And so the program is starting. The Instacart and Aldi stores together are starting with Georgia, California, Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, and they are looking to expand this nationwide as quickly as they can. So basically, your SNAP benefits, your EBT card, will now be accepted through Instacart for delivery, so you don't have to go to the store if you don't feel safe doing it. And so Aldi has partnered with them. Other stores, Walmart's now accepting SNAP benefits when you pick up an online order, so curbside, and Amazon Prime is also now letting people register their SNAP cards for online delivery of food.
Number one, the testimony in Senate, this out in Washington, this bunch from the big tech companies, they go before the Senate, what came out of that?
So we heard Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testify during this week. They've got a lot of political appointments coming up. November 17th, they're going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's going to be over more censorship. And so basically Facebook and Twitter had different reasons for saying why they censored certain articles and things like that. But ultimately, will it change their businesses? I don't know. That remains to be seen.
All right, those are the top five items from the world of technology. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump keeping up his energetic final push some 48 hours before Election Day, getting ready to land in Opa-locka, Florida this late hour after crisscrossing the country today with plans for a last crisscross effort tomorrow. In Iowa earlier today, the president said there are plenty of reasons not to vote for Joe Biden.
Nobody in this group is voting for this guy. Nobody. He's not qualified. You know, he wasn't qualified in prime time. You know, 25 years ago, he wasn't qualified because he was never known as being the brightest bulb in the lot.
Biden, meanwhile, held only one event today. That was in Philadelphia. U.S. economy rebounded from its unprecedented coronavirus plunge in the spring with a record surge over the summer, giving the president some good news before the election. Gross domestic product climbed 33% in the third quarter. On his show on the Salem Radio Network, host Hugh Hewitt asked economist Jerry Bauer if that's good.
The fourth quarter can't match this because it's just impossible to match this kind of growth serially. But I think the fourth quarter will be a good quarter. So I think we're back to normal levels of output probably about the middle of next year.
And Bauer says the results may be what saves the president's reelection bid.
I think this is in charge. This is in time to affect the election. But in some sense, without this bounce back, the election was lost to Trump.
In what would be a first in the U.S., possession of small amounts of heroin, cocaine, LSD, and other hard drugs could be decriminalized in Oregon under a ballot measure that voters are deciding on Tuesday. Oregon's Measure 110 is one of the most watched referendums in the state because it would drastically change how the justice system treats people with amounts of drugs for their personal use. It could be fines of as little as $100. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Overseas, the British government says a new national lockdown in England may have to last longer than the planned 4 weeks. Correspondent Sarah Bassett has more on the latest developments.
The lockdown is to run from Thursday until December 2nd. Bars and restaurants can only offer takeout. Non-essential shops must close, and people will only be able to leave home for a short list of reasons, including exercise. Cabinet Minister Michael Gove told Sky News the government will be driven by what the data says.
With a virus this malignant, and with its capacity to move so quickly, it would be foolish to predict with absolute certainty what will happen in 4 weeks' time.
Britain has the worst virus death toll in Europe, with more than 46,000 dead and 1 million confirmed coronavirus cases. Sarah Bassett, London.
Check out breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. Legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus, fresh off his supportive tweet of President Trump, has questioned whether the coronavirus death toll is correct.
Nicklaus talked to the Palm Beach Post about his decision to publicly support the president's reelection. When asked about Mr. Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, Nicklaus said he doesn't think anybody would have done anything different than what the president has done. The 80-year-old Nicklaus tested positive for the coronavirus in March. He said he took hydroxychloroquine, and any symptoms he had was gone in 2 days. Patrick Frost reporting.
Meanwhile, the White House is firing back at Dr. Anthony Fauci, who says the United States is in a terrible position to face the coming months in the battle against COVID-19. A Trump administration spokesman calls it, quote, unacceptable and breaking with all norms for Dr. Fauci. And it also says Fauci is playing politics right up before the election. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced in association with Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of the aforementioned Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find every week a list of the stories and the people, the ins and outs of what's going on in the business, all kinds of things. But our job, our main job here, is to talk about what's going on the air. And we use the basis of those discussions, the stories, the 10 top stories that the folks at Talkers have come up with and the people list as well. So, Michael, as usual, let's get started with the list, and maybe we'll go off onto a couple of things that are ancillary here. Certainly number one and number two are the big boppers this week. Oh, maybe we can do, because it's Halloween, maybe we can do a rendition of the Monster Mash.
I'll do that. I would love to do that. First of all, I want to congratulate you on the way you said the word this when you started. This! It sounded like something big is going to happen.
It is. It's like stuff.
Like the greatest one that we experience is, this is Jeopardy! The way Johnny Olsen said, well, you did. This is the talk. I love it.
This is the ABC wide world of sports.
Right. We should grab that this and use it every week. We should just paste it in. But the stories are complex and varied. We have a lot going on. At number 10, we have space discoveries, all kinds of interesting things happening on the moon.
Wow, wasn't that fascinating? I had the guy who was the pilot of the space probe that landed on the asteroid. I had him on the program. Fascinating. Really fascinating. And the thing, 6 seconds, dug enough stuff, material, off the asteroid to put it into the space thing and have them turn around and come back again. It's 200 million miles out there.
and they pinpointed an asteroid that was the size of a football field. They found it, they landed on it, got the dirt and powder and whatever was on the surface, and now it's headed back to Earth. It'll take a year to get back here, but can you just imagine? I mean, I get excited about this stuff.
Now, that's smart. Those are smart guys. I don't know how personable they are. I don't know how much fun they are. But when people talk about, you know, somebody is a genius at talk radio.
Yeah, it is.
Or
takes genius.
That's, I mean, that isn't it amazing how humanity produces so many different types of minds?
Yep.
Guys that are able to figure that out? Come on.
Yeah, imagine. And they send it signals. Takes 20 seconds for the signal that they send. This guy, the pilot, is in Denver. They're not up in the machine. There, the machine is reacting to his control thingamabubbers that go out into space, and it takes about 20. And they figure that into the equation, too, as to how, 20 seconds before it has to make the move, they hit the button that it's all computerized, and they have on their screen a look at the asteroid, which, by the way, they couldn't see. It has not been identified in terms of being able to see it. You can't see it, but they found it.
And you know what they found out it's made of? Chocolate ice cream.
No.
This could be a major boom to the ice cream industry, right? Unbelievable amounts of chocolate. And I'm just kidding, folks, please. Mm-hmm. At number 10, tied with that, something more down to earth. Yeah. The Dodgers won the World Series.
No, that's a big joke. I mean, come on. The Dodgers didn't win anything. They won a game or three or four or seven or whatever it is, but it was an abbreviated season. So how can you call this a legitimate World Series? Come on.
You'd feel differently if it was the Red Sox.
You're damn right I would.
Number nine. The anonymous author was revealed, and that's tied with Rudy Giuliani, who was embarrassed.
He was in bed playing,
what the hell was that all about? That is so murky.
He was
that
drunk.
Is such a murky story.
Yeah.
What do you think happened?
He was drunk. He was trying to hoochie-coo with some chick, and he's an embarrassment. Too bad, because I never thought he was a great mayor. Anyway,
you mean a big public official like him would do something like that?
No! It is amazing, yes, right. Getting caught with your pants down. And his pants weren't even down.
Okay.
Anyway, next. Yeah.
Getting caught sort of with your pants down.
Getting caught with your pants down and your pants are really down. That's really embarrassing.
And number eight, congressional big tech hearings. At number seven, U.S.-China relations tied with the French terror attack, or attacks, actually. They're having their hands full in France right now. At number six, climate change, Hurricane Zeta, Western wildfires.
Not only, by the way, just if I go back, not only the terror attacks, but France has in terms of the number of new cases of the virus, they're in the worst shape of any European country at the moment.
Yeah, but many of the European countries are experiencing a third wave spike.
Yeah.
And all over the world. I mean, right now, you know, the numbers are awful regarding
I'm going to give you something to think about, though, when we get to that.
Okay.
You can keep going.
You've come up with chocolate ice cream.
I've come up with somebody who's an authority who says this is the real story, and I'll give you that when we get there.
Oh, boy. I can't wait for that one.
I know.
And number five, the economy, the stock market, the stimulus package, wherever that is or whatever that is, and the opening and closings of businesses and
opening
schools.
And closings.
Right. It's just a very disorganized, crazy time in terms of running schools, running businesses. And number four, race relations, and Philadelphia violence and police reform. At number three, Amy Coney Barrett confirmation and the court packing issue. That's number three. Number two, COVID-19, stats and projections and discussions about health care. Number two. And number one, of course, is the presidential race, concern about ballot fraud and, you know, the mail-in thing. Scandals, conspiracies, and accusations. Both sides are flinging all types of mud.
Scandalous. That's something we should talk about. I want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. I'll tell you what's going on, but this is outrageous. What's going on with the voting system it defies imagination how these people can mess with not only internally, but the damn Russians and the Chinese and what they're doing to hack, especially the Russians. They're really, this is a, it's way beyond what any mortal should be having to worry about, frankly, or think about. All right, so the people list, you want to go through that?
Yeah, real fast. Number 10, Miles Taylor. Who's he? At number 9, Rudy Giuliani. At number 8, Mark Zuckerberg.
He was in bed with Rudy Giuliani.
Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and Sundar Pichai.
Did you see a picture of Dorsey?
No.
Oh, my God. Look up, Google Jack Dorsey. And this guy looks like a modern-day Abraham Lincoln with his beard. He looks
I saw him talking.
It looks
Ted
like,
Cruz.
Ted Cruz too, but his at least is clean and shaved.
No, he's talking to Ted Cruz. Cruz was attacking him.
Yeah. Right. But I'm just saying that if you look at the way this guy looks, he looks like a bad guy from the Tombstone movie.
Yeah, well, when you're rich as he is, you're able to afford to be eccentric. If you're not rich like he is, you look like a nut.
Yeah.
Right. Money really does have a role on that, doesn't it, in terms of
sure
whether you're a nut or an eccentric.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Right. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi and Steve Mnuchin. Is that right?
Speaking of
At
nuts.
Number 6, Walter Wallace Jr. At number 5, Amy Coney Barrett. At number 4, Dr. Tony Fauci. At number 3, Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. At number 1, Donald Trump. And that's a snapshot of people and stories that were all part of what was going on talk shows this past week.
And you can find that list every single week, not just this week, but every week, at Talkers.com in Talkers Magazine. That's at Talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here, 15 past the hour, with a way to get healthy the right way. You will hear some information later on in this broadcast about staying healthy and the flu and all the other things that are flying around. And one of the things to avoid is getting overweight, because that's a sure way to get yourself into a disastrous medical situation, especially now with the COVID. And because this program is brought to you in part by Calitrin, I want to pass along in the limited time that I have why it is important to get Calitrin and why it is important to stay with the program. This is the only natural way, completely homeopathic, to lose weight, the safe way. No stimulants, no drugs, none. And it's all available right now at toploss.com. Buy 3 and get 3 free. That's the special deal when you use the DJV code at checkout. This is a magic time for people, in a manner of speaking, because we're getting excited, even though there's a lot of stuff going flying around. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Maybe we'll have something to celebrate. Let's hope that's the case. But if you celebrate too much and you pack on those pounds, you got to get rid of them to stay safe, because we're not out of the woods yet with COVID by any stretch of the imagination. So lose the weight. Keep yourself really comfortable and happy. As a matter of fact, all the members of your family can get on this program and stay there. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that works. A 30-day supply comes times 3, and then, as I said, you buy 3 and get 3 free. Stay on the program for 6 months. You'll lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com. Get on the program. Use the discount code DJV at checkout. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get that 3-for-3 deal. That's toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
To my surprise, he did the mash. He did the monster mash.
Okay. Yes, it's Halloween weekend for those of you who have lost touch with reality. Actually, Mischief Night and Halloween. We've got both those things to deal with. This is Bobby Boris Pickett. Goes back to our roots, or at least mine. Came from Somerville, Massachusetts. This is the most popular Halloween song ever produced, Michael.
Are you sure?
Yes, I am. I'm absolutely positive.
Wow. Yep. Can you imagine making a simple song like that and living off of it for decades and decades?
Do you know, that's like Bobby Lewis and Tossin' and Turnin'.
No, a lot of people don't realize what a big hit that was.
Tossin' and Turnin'?
Tossing and Turnin' is one of the biggest hits of the pop era.
I didn't sleep at all last night.
Yep. It was actually, if you go back through the records, that song lasted longer. Yeah. And the guy used to talk about it. I remember interviewing once. He would talk about how he went all around the world singing that song. It made his whole life was made out of that one song.
And yet you never hear that song played on the radio ever.
No.
Anywhere.
Oh, we should play it here. But we're not into music. We've got to get back to the countdown.
We'll sing the long version of it.
Thank you. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here at 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/Provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/Provember.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Perfect.
Hi. So, yeah, this is the biggest selling pop record
It was either 60 or 61. I don't know if it's the biggest of all time, but it's bigger than anybody realizes.
And, yeah, yeah.
It was 60 or 61. There were some great songs in that period.
Yep, there sure were. Right. But, the Chiffons. Do lang, do lang, do lang. This is, people are thinking, what the hell happened to the Talk Radio Countdown show? Well, we're just in there. You know what it is? It's burnout, frankly. And I think you're going to hear a lot of stuff after the election, whenever it's settled, if it's next week or next month or next year. I think there's going to be a huge change in the tone and attitude of a lot of people doing talk radio programs.
Anyway. You do?
Yeah, I do.
How so?
Because I think people have burned out on all of this stuff.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I was talking to a consultant who said he had a couple of news talk stations that just said, okay, we're done with this. There's too much anger. There's too many people. It's frying the brains of people. And I think it's hard for the host to keep up with all of the anger, frankly. What do you think? I mean, you listen to all these, in order to come up with a story list for Talkers Magazine, you listen to all these stations, you hear these people, you talk to these guys, you do the Michael Harrison interview of the week, talking to a lot of talk show hosts. Aren't they getting burned out on this?
It's a tough business. Yes, to a point. However, this is the business we're in, and there's a huge hunger for what we talk about burnout. You know, it's a double-edged sword. It's like going back to the little music stuff we're doing. People that worked at the biggest radio stations of all time back in the golden era of Top 40 radio, some of these stations would play the same 17 songs over and over again. So if you listen to them a lot, or you were DJ there, you were playing the same song sometimes three times on your show, and they all complained about burnout, yet the ratings were huge. Yeah. And this is a very difficult treadmill. On one level, there's burnout, but if you don't talk about this stuff, the other guy that's talking about it is going to get the ratings.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be talking about this stuff. Interesting. I'm looking at the email. I get an email from many of the stations that do online sort of newsletters. The listeners subscribe to them, and one of the stations, KMMS, out in Montana. And the headline this week is Ted Cruz says Montana voters can decide this election. And I think there was something I saw on a station in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, of course. Well, every voter decides the election when it's close. I mean, that whole idea of, do you remember when
one man, one vote?
Remember when we had George W. Bush at our convention?
Yes.
During the election. This was before the election was over.
2002. And,
I sent out two letters. I sent a letter to the Bush campaign, and I sent a letter to the Gore campaign, inviting each of them to come speak to this convention of talk show hosts.
Right.
The reaction from the Gore campaign was, tell us about it, and who's going to be there, and what does it entail, and why should we come? And the reaction from the Bush campaign was, what time and where we'll be there. And Bush came, Gore did not, and we had some very, very big players from radio there, including a number of major radio stars from Florida.
Yeah.
Now, if you remember, Florida decided that election.
Chance.
So I went around saying, in a case to be made, and this goes back to the thing Ted Cruz said about Montana or what they're saying in Wisconsin, I said, our convention decided the presidential election.
Yes. 100% agree with that.
You get the logic? Now, on
absolutely.
One level, it's true. It's true. He may
really
not have
is.
Been elected president if he didn't come to that. Because there were so many Floridian talk show hosts there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, well, there is more food for thought. We'll talk about the presidential race and COVID as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Caltrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Caltrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Caltrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Caltrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Now 34 after the hour on the weekly talk radio countdown show. With an ancillary number of other sounds coming out of the speaker here with Michael and I getting together. It's always an interesting, introspective look at all kinds of things that are going on here. Number one issue, the presidential race, the ballot fraud, the scandals. This is the worst I've ever seen it. We've been talking on the air for a long time, Michael, mm-hmm. about lots of issues. I think the real focus on, you know, even though the plans are foolish, you know, I saw a lot of promotion. Biden's tax plan will affect every state in the union and stuff like that. Who really is paying attention to that stuff this year? I don't think, you know, there's more stuff, the influence from the damn Russians and what they're doing to hack into this is so outrageous. The Chinese influence in the election, that kind of stuff, to me, that's much more important than what any guy is promising. You know, Trump promised to drain the swamp. Yeah, okay. Good luck with that. And so, you know, they make all these promises, and what comes of it? And do we have any good talk radio people who are looking at these promises, analyzing and getting people to talk about and think about the real issues here? Just you and me.
Yeah. No, just us, and I'm wondering about you. That's an old joke.
Thank you.
It frustrates me that we live in a time of the daily dance of affirmation, where doing news media is more targeting an audience that already has a set of opinions and giving them more of what they want, as opposed to having the courage to go out there with objective analysis and telling it like it is, without mm-hmm. playing up to people's biases or opinions, or ego. There's a tremendous amount of ego attached to this.
Of course.
Trump, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Trump has a base that is so emotionally, psychologically tied into him that if it ever gets out to his base that he conned them, as some people believe, and they suddenly is this mass awakening. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying if.
Well, you're making your argument for it.
His base,
sure.
but that's not the point of what I'm saying.
The point is,
his base, if they get the notion that he has misled them, you know how that happens, where suddenly mm-hmm. people go, "What? Wait a second. What?" They will eat him alive.
Yeah.
They will. Yeah. He will be brought down, whether he wins his next election or not, because he's still going to remain in power, even mm-hmm. if he loses. His base, if they get wind of the possibility that he's put one over on them, they will eat him alive.
Yeah.
It's not the opposition that'll bring him down. It'll be his base.
And, you know, the other thing that is sort of a disservice, the national hosts need to talk about Biden and Trump and, you know, the various the races around the country. But the local hosts, I think, do a disservice to not talk about things like here in Massachusetts, we have these ballot questions that are very, very important. And the crux of a good conversation about these ballot questions isn't whether to vote for them or against them, but to have people understand how lobbyists and lawyers have so convoluted the way these questions are asked that you can't. I have a Massachusetts ballot guide. I don't understand. I'm a pretty smart guy. I read through this stuff. I don't know what in the world they're talking about. I mean, I get the gist of the argument for question one and question two, but it's mixed up, it's messed up because of the money that's involved on either side for getting some of these questions passed. And I don't think people, I haven't heard local talk hosts around here talking about anything but Trump and or Biden, and it's a disservice, I think, and I would say this to my brethren, if you're not talking about the local stuff, if you're on a local station, you're not talking about things like the ballot issue or whatever local initiatives there are, you're not serving your audience well. I don't think, anyway.
Well, and maybe thus not serving yourself well.
Yeah.
Their argument would be the audience doesn't want to hear about the local stuff. Well, they want to hear about Trump.
Yeah. What are they going to hear that's new about Trump? And how do we, you know, you just said something that was very pithy in terms of the loyalty here. It's like he was a god. Like they worship this guy.
Yeah.
And how did that come to be? How did they get to that point? I don't remember. I mean, there's some people who sort of worship Obama, I guess, in a manner of speaking, and you can go back through any number of presidents.
To a certain degree.
JFK,
to a certain degree. Nothing like this. No, this is idolatry.
Yeah.
And
And they're all Christians, and they're not supposed to worship false idols.
Well, that's a whole other story about
right?
religion and its tenets, you know.
Well, a lot of these white supremacist groups are attached to Trump, whether that's fair or not. They think that they have license, and they use Trump's name, you know, liberally to talk about, you know, why they are doing what they're doing. The base is social media platforms. When you look at some of that stuff, there's a lot of Trump in there. The fear, the violence, the intimidation that comes out of some of these Twitter posts and some of these websites. My God.
Mm-hmm. Oy. Well, Trump has an awful lot of people believing that they should believe in him and not mm-hmm. the press and not the government and not the experts and not the scientists. So he is either a god and we are right to follow him, or we have another situation brewing here where, as I said, the balloon will pop and there will be hell to pay.
Mm-hmm. You know, I say this sort of with tongue in cheek, but you know my anger and how it's related to China and our relationships and how we aren't, again, back to who's paying off congressmen and senators and people, the lawyers and the lobbyists for various Chinese institutions. They bought themselves big-time influence in America. One of the things that's suffering, the average person understands that China is not our friend. And I've recently become aware of a chain of Chinese restaurants that are near bankruptcy because nobody's going to Chinese restaurants.
And that's a shame because the Chinese yeah. people in America fled, mostly, not
right.
all. Not all. And that's a complicated situation. The deeper I get into that, the more complicated I learn it is. Yeah. However, most Chinese business people in America are better Americans than people that we think of as
many.
Americans.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah, that's a convoluted story in and of itself.
Yeah.
All right, now let me, I want to deal with the COVID situation, if I can, with you, Michael.
You can
do it. Because I
want
to pass along, you know, I do a couple of other programs in addition to the DJB program and this program, which is available in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts, the same place you get your podcast of Michael Harrison's interview.
Right.
The mhinterview.com. By the way, who's the guest this week? On
I
that,
remember.
Really?
The guest is a wonderful guy, Bob Costantini. He's a,
yes.
A major journalist with Westwood One, lost his job, and said, I'm not going to stop. I'm going to just do it for stations, and he will hire me to do it. So we have a boutique, independent White House correspondent, and I support that. You know how I am about those
yeah,
things.
Yeah, so I do too. Yeah,
it's exactly. a great conversation. It's a great conversation about what it's like to cover the White House.
Yeah, all right. It's Bob Costantini this week. What did I say?
Costantini, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well-known name. And the MH interview, which you get at mhinterview.com, Michael Harrison interview, you also can get it at talkers.com. So the situation, going back to one of the programs I do, the Good Day Health Show, podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, and I have two doctors, Dr. Ken Kronos, Dr. Jack Stockwell. And they don't often agree on the way that medicine works and how we take advantage and what we should do with our bodies, et cetera, et cetera. Ken said something. Ken's a member of the American Heart Association, spokesperson for them, very highly touted, especially in the Southeast. His clinic is down in Florida. He does a weekly stint with me. And he said this week, he summarized the COVID situation as follows. It is now, Dr. Ken Kronos said, I'm quoting him exactly verbatim, it is now more contagious than ever, but it is much less deadly than ever. No one dies from COVID by itself. You have to have another problem, and that's why it is affecting people who are old, have compromised immune systems, people have heart disease, lung disease, people who have diabetes, that sort of thing. But if you go to the stats, even though the numbers say that 250 or 300,000 or however many people have died, that is not true. The number is way off because these people, not to a person, because there have been some, I think 8,000 is the number that we came up with, who have died from COVID. The other wrinkle on this, Michael, is that the business about the reporting of this and why it was done fraudulently is because the government has made it better for hospitals to collect more money if you pronounce a person dying of COVID. So, and the other thing that he said was the people aged 19 to 29 who are not wearing masks and who are arrogantly just kind of thumbing their nose at the public are so, in a way, the outrageous disrespect for others because they may not get it, but they're carriers and they're around people that are older that could get it. And that's why masks are important and distancing is important. So that's the summary from Dr. Ken Cronin.
I don't see anything there that we haven't heard before and that doesn't make sense other than it kind of gives the indication that these deaths are not real.
Oh, they're real, but they're not dying because
if you kill somebody by taking advantage of a underlying weakness that they have, it's still a death, and you get charged with murder. The fact is that these people would be living if it weren't for COVID. And how many people have underlying conditions? How many people are overweight? How many people are over 70?
Tens of millions.
Right. So the whole idea that it only affects certain people, give me a break. And that whole stat about hospitals get more aid if they report people as dying from COVID, they're not making it up. They're not saying that if somebody dies from appendicitis,
they die of heart attacks, they die of strokes,
But the COVID is there. Therefore,
but it's not the ultimate cause of death. That's what he said.
Well, you're splitting hairs.
Well, isn't that what it's all about? Isn't that what we do every day
aside from the process, politically? Yeah, that's what we do, but we do it for a reason. We're trying to find truth. And the truth is, if you have an underlying condition and you're living your life and it's under management and you have medication and all of a sudden COVID hits you and you die, COVID killed you. It's irrelevant. About the underlying condition.
Well, I'm just passing along.
No, but I'm reacting to it. I'm reacting to it.
Yep, I understand.
And I find it to be, it's a half-assed argument. Mm-hmm. With all due respect to the doctors, there's truth to it, but it doesn't, it diverts you. It's Trumpian distraction.
What is true, if you don't want to take anything else for face value, the fact that it's much less deadly, many fewer people statistically are dying, whether they're dying, as you're suggesting, from the disease itself or from something. They're just people are not dying at the rate that they were before. And so the question comes on whether or not we should be shutting down the country or should have shut down the country as we did. What good?
That's an old issue. Yep. That's an old issue. The shutting down of the country is a statement that hasn't been pertinent in months, and people are still talking about it. Businesses are out there. There are traffic jams during drive time in almost every city in the country right now.
But a lot of small mom-and-pop businesses have gone out of business, and they would not have had it not been for this.
Yes.
For the way it was treated.
But we know more about it now, Doug. When we didn't know anything about it, it's certainly different 10 months later than it was when it started. It was mysterious. We didn't know if it was going to wipe out the whole human race. We didn't know if it was made in a laboratory. We still don't know that. We didn't know what we were dealing with. So obviously, after almost a year, we have better therapeutics.
Isn't it interesting how we can be convinced, though, sometimes? I'm convinced the Chinese developed it in a lab in Wuhan. I just am.
Why? You're convinced? I am convinced. Yeah. Well, I mean, I believe it started in a Chinese lab in Wuhan. I believe that. I don't necessarily know how true it is, but I believe that it's probably true because every major country engages in biological warfare experimentation. What I think might have happened is it got out, and then the Chinese covered it up. Mm-hmm. And that's when the trouble started. But there's a lot of evidence to indicate that. But that doesn't mean the Chinese are alone in that type of activity. They probably do it. They certainly do it in Iran. They certainly do it in Russia.
Yeah, there's purpose to what they're doing. And I think you can find a lot of Chinese influence in the election.
But let me just throw this out. I do not believe that the Chinese set about making this coronavirus what it is today so that they could bring the U.S. and the Western world to its knees. I do not believe that.
What about all the other things they're trying to do to bring
that? I believe they do. Yes. Yeah. But I don't believe that the disease was specifically designed, if it were designed, for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so there we go. That makes the basis of good conversation, those sorts of conversations, because Michael and I may not agree, but that's okay, because we're here to present different points of view and to have the points of view on these news talk radio stations that we cover, their positions presented as well. So that's it, a review of this week's hot stories, the news talk radio world summarized at talkers.com in Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers here. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Steve and J.J. Wiseman is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. Steve is a lawyer and in that position He has the expertise to overview a lot of the stories that we have in the top 10. Give me his input so you know what the legal side is of these. Don't forget his book, Identity Theft, which helps a lot of people through the world of scams. And, man, are there plenty. My computer, my email is loaded with crap now from all sources. You know, I don't know whether I want to get a new email address to get rid of this stuff or have the computer people do a better job, Steve, of you know, you risk something if you have it filtered out and sent to the scam box, then, you know, sometimes you're missing out on things that you need to be connected to. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely happened to me where, you know, I have my level for spam set pretty high, and I have had ones, and I really can't even figure that have gone to that.
How do they get through?
Yeah, exactly. I prefer to just be kind of use it the old-fashioned way and figure it out myself. But, you know, changing the email address, unfortunately, is like playing whack-a-mole. They're going to get you anyway, and part of it is you're only as safe as the places that have your email address or are communicating with you. So when their information gets hacked or taken, so is yours.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go through some of the stories this week and figure out what the legal ramifications are. All these scandals, the ballot fraud, lawyers all over the country are positioned to pounce on whatever irregularities there may be. There's sure to be irregularities, given the fact that we've got this mail thing, we have early voting. It's the whole thing. I mean, whatever happened to go vote on Election Day? And so it's everything is ripe with we've got policemen here in Framingham stationed at every place now where there are people, where people can go bring their votes. We've heard all kinds of stories about lawyers being hired by the Democrats and the Republicans. What's their role, by the way?
I think they're on the ready on both sides. Unfortunately,
on the ready for what?
Well, they're ready for the litigation that's going to follow because the president has, frankly, he's had doubts about the election since 2016. You know, back in 2016, he said it was rigged unless he wins. And he's attacked, and frankly, without the facts, the fraud in mail-in balloting, which has proven to be very, very safe. But he's creating doubts. And then you also have the Russians. And what the Russians are doing, they haven't really managed to hack into much into way of our system. But what they've done is a good job of what's called perception hacking. People are afraid that the election is not going to be fair, that it's going to be interfered with. And then you have the issue of poll watchers, and poll watching is allowed. However, there is intimidation that can be done at polls, which is illegal. That's where you're also looking for, you know, police. I mean, the thing is going to be wild and crazy with every little I dotted and T crossed looking at challenges. The courts are going to be dramatically involved after Tuesday.
Especially Florida, once again.
Oh, yeah.
What a fiasco down there. My God, what an outrage. It really is.
And, you know, you know the old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Florida has had so many problems with their elections. Yeah. You just wonder, you know, what do they need to find out to get it straight?
Number four this week on the countdown is the police reform reality focused on the Philadelphia violence, the shooting this week of that fellow that was challenged in a number of ways. So, but the parents of this boy say they don't think the cop should be charged with murder. What's the legality?
Yeah, you know, I saw that same story, which did it. And on the one hand, it surprised me. On the other hand, I do think what we need is a really more rational approach to police reform. Police do need reform. It doesn't mean that the police are in general bad, but we do need reform. And the reform, it generally doesn't come through these kinds of lawsuits. So I think the family is to be applauded with putting the focus on perhaps the reform and not some kind of retribution.
And who do we see about suing the Dodgers for winning the World Series?
I got to find some way, but there was some comedian that said, was it easier when the other team isn't cheating after looking at the Houston Astros?
Yeah, exactly. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney and lawyer and professor and all that good stuff, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing some of the legal aspects of the hot hits in News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. 5 states, 5 rallies. President Trump ramping up the pressure on Joe Biden in a final push before Election Day, just over 30 hours away.
The president opened his 5-rally day in cold, blustery Michigan, about 40 miles north of Detroit. He came here to Macomb County just as he did 2 days before the 2016 election. Michigan is one of the so-called blue wall states that Mr. Trump narrowly won 4 years ago. And in a scheduling move that highlights the importance of this state, the president will be back for 2 more rallies on Monday. Greg Clugston with the president in Washington, Michigan.
Right now, Mr. Trump is on stage at Opa-locka, Florida, in Miami-Dade County for his last stop, a midnight rally. Joe Biden scheduled only 1 campaign appearance earlier today. A small crowd showed up in Philadelphia. French police have interrogated 1 suspect, searching for others after a Greek Orthodox priest was shot while closing the door to his church in Lyon Saturday.
Investigators are trying to determine whether a man arrested Saturday night was the gunman behind the attack. The priest remains in critical condition after being shot with a hunting rifle. The motive for Saturday's shooting remains unclear, but anti-terrorism prosecutors are not investigating the case. The attack came as France is under high security alert after the killing of 3 people at a Nice church on Thursday, amid global tensions over cartoons of the Muslim prophet Muhammad published in a French newspaper. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Coronavirus cases across the country, including in key presidential battleground states, are creating mounting health and logistical concerns for voters, poll workers, and political parties ahead of Tuesday. In Iowa, county officials say they're preparing for scores of confirmed or potentially infected people to vote curbside, an option typically used by disabled people that must be available outside every polling place. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the 4 best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the 4 ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from 4 different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has proposed banning the subcontracting or outsourcing of jobs by private companies, saying the practice has been abused to avoid paying employees benefits.
The president said he would send the proposal to Congress at a later date, but the plan has already drawn criticism from business groups that say the change would further harm an economy reeling from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Companies often contract out jobs like maintenance, cleaning, and warehouse duties to temporary agencies or outside firms to avoid the expense of having to advertise for and hire employees.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Hong Kong police have arrested seven people over scuffles that broke out in the city's legislature during a face-off between pro-democracy and pro-Beijing lawmakers. The arrested Sunday included both current and former opposition lawmakers. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has postponed President Trump's threatened shutdown of the popular short-form video app TikTok.
U.S. District Judge Wendy Beadlestone on Friday blocked an upcoming Commerce Department action that would have effectively banned TikTok in the U.S. by cutting it off from vital technical services. The Trump administration has said TikTok is a security threat, citing its Chinese owner ByteDance and the possibility that the Chinese government could spy on users. Trump's executive order was set to take effect November 12th.
Correspondent Keith Peters. Netflix raising most of its U.S. prices 8% to 13% as its video streaming service rides a wave of rising popularity because of the coronavirus. The cost of the most popular plan will decrease by $1 to $14 a month. The premium plan will be $2 more at $18 a month. You can always check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to thank all who participated in the Iron Soldier Ride October 4th. It was a great turnout, and you helped us raise funds necessary to feed veterans at the holidays and pay for shipping of packages for our troops. Special thanks to Steve McCarley and everyone at Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, plus all the generous sponsors. At this time, we'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support. That number again, 378-2280.
For over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
How do you do, friends and neighbors? This is the overview, a weekly review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. We have a list of 10 stories and a list of 10 people to consider during the course of this hour with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, both important, integral members of the DJV show. So the three of us will go through this. You'll be thinking and listening and hearing and agreeing or disagreeing with some of the points that we make. But it is the week before the election, and that pretty much takes all the oxygen out of the room on most of the news talk stations around the country. There are other things, however. I guess we can give Victoria Jennifer a moment. Number 10 this week is the Dodgers winning the World Series. Jennifer, can you quote about
that? Say it again. Just say it again. What happened?
The Dodgers won the World Series in a shortened, abbreviated season.
Oh, please.
It probably doesn't count because the season.
They've been knocking on the door for a long time. This was totally deserved.
On that door.
There was a bit of controversy, though. And look, I have been Dodger Blues since I was born.
In Los Angeles.
Oh, sure,
right?
They did.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
yeah, the Dodgers fans apparently decide to go the way of the Lakers fans and do a little rioting afterwards, but mostly peaceful celebrating is what they said. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've been a Dodger fan since I was a baby, and my grandparents had season seats. So I was, like, born and raised on the Dodgers, and to see them win after 32 years was just really incredible. And it was one of the few times that the best team in baseball during the regular season actually went on to win the World Series since they started the wild card rules, which happened back in the mid-90s, I think. So that was kind of a cool little factoid. Most of the time, somehow, the best team gets knocked off. So it was kind of exciting to see that. But the controversy was that Justin Turner during the seventh inning got pulled out of the game because apparently he had a COVID test.
COVID.
Now he had, he had tested. I guess his test was inconclusive. They retested the next day, which they were testing every day, and it came back. They pulled him out of the game, which is a bit controversial, but he went into a doctor's office there at the field. And then the Dodgers won the World Series. Now, Justin Turner has been kind of the heart and soul of the team since 2014 when he joined the team from the Mets. He's been a team leader. He does a ton for the community. And he's a free agent. So this may be his last time to celebrate in Dodger uniform. And so after about an hour, he went out on the field to at least take the picture with his players. And people went bananas about it.
Was he wearing a mask?
He wore a mask until the picture. He took the mask off for the picture, and and people just went bananas. Yeah. And all of the teammates are like, he deserves to be out here celebrating. And truthfully, let's just think realistically here. If he was exposing people in the seventh inning, he's already exposed them. And no one has said that there's been an outbreak. I think all the Dodgers are testing and all of that. It's very possible that this could have even been a false positive. He hasn't had any
symptoms. That's what I thought, yeah. Mm.
So it really is irritating to see even the media in the sports media, I should say, in Los Angeles criticizing him when he's contributed so much. They should have let the guy celebrate. And I really feel like Rob Manfred, who's the chief of the head of the Major League Baseball, has it out for Justin Turner because Turner was one of the only players who called out Manfred for his really tough treatment or his really soft treatment on the Houston Astros. And so part of me just wonders if this isn't built around trying to, you know, mess with this moment for him.
Yeah,
it is, that's unfortunate.
It is kind of. You're right about that. All right, let's see. Rudy Giuliani and his embarrassment, number 9. I don't know if we need to talk about that too much. Him in the hotel room after we've had a bunch of slookies. A slookie is a drink. It's an alcoholic drink.
Wasn't sure.
I've never heard that ever.
If he was consuming, what he was consuming.
Bombed. Yeah, right. He was just bombed. The big tech hearings, number 8, you might want to spend a moment on that because you're our tech person, Victoria. The 3 biggies testifying before Congress. Did anything come out of that that makes a difference?
It depends on, it depends on, I think everything's political, so it really probably depends on where you are politically. Mark Zuckerberg has tried to, and I love this expression, but he's tried to ride 2 horses with 1 ass, and he's tried to say that, we're just a utility, but then, but we're a social media platform. So essentially people on the right want him to not censor things, and people on the left want him to be hard, want Facebook to be much stricter on hate speech. So he's a bit caught in the middle. Twitter, same thing. Jack Dorsey has admitted that they have not handled things correctly. So,
he was the real story, I think, at this
hearing. Yeah, he was.
Dorsey?
Because
he looked like a monster from the
Black Lagoon. Like he'd been hanging out with the Unabomber off the grid.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, the story here is that Twitter got caught. They red-handed. They wouldn't publish the Hunter Biden stuff because they said it was hacked material, which, by the way, it was not hacked material. But they did publish the president's tax returns, which really was hacked material. So they got caught.
Yeah.
They obviously look like a bunch of loser hypocrites that are trying to influence
the
election.
They're all
and
these
here's
guys
the,
are
but here's the sad part. But the sad part of it is that big tech owns Congress on both sides of the aisle. So, Ted Cruz is going to go up there, and he's going to go back and forth with Jack Dorsey. And it was a great moment where he said, who the hell are you to decide what goes up on social media? And Ted Cruz was absolutely right. But that after that public shaming, what's going to happen? And the answer is nothing, because big tech owns Republicans and big tech owns Democrats.
Yeah. It's the
and
same thing with
serious about
all
requiring
these people
in
the
fair,
money that comes
but,
from.
So that, but here's the thing, though. That's Section 230 that you that people hear about, and people kind of go, oh, what does that really mean? That a lot of people want to remove that because it will remove the protections. But here's the thing, though. If someone, let's say, if someone talks about or posts something on Facebook that's hate speech or whatever, and then they go and commit a crime and they kill someone, then the family, the victim's family, can then sue Facebook. So that's where it gets really dodgy. That would shut down Facebook and Twitter and every other social media platform. So they're kind of, and they're legally allowed to hide behind the fact that everyone checks that little box, the terms of service. No one ever reads it. And so that is, it's going to come down into the weeds of legality. And, I don't know where it's going to head. And to Jen's point, she's absolutely right. You know, just depending on, you know, they're like lobbyists now. They're another big tech is also
of course,
a lobbyist.
Spend
we have
more
way
money
too many
than most lobbyists do. Yeah. They spend a ton of money.
Well, they have more to spend for one, yeah. And you know, we just lobbyists run this country. People, you know, I know we're in the middle
for
of an election right now, but you know, take a look around because the president and whoever else it is, they're not really running the country. It's lobbyists.
And if you do, if more people when they hear me talk about NASCAR and my comparative idea. Members of Congress ought to be wearing coats that have all the people that have contributed to their campaign spread across the back so we all know who's bought and paid for members of Congress. And the fact that we brought out earlier on the DJV show this week how much money all these people have when they get out of public service because they can hold on to most of the things that are in their campaign chest, it's pretty obscene. All right, so let's see. Number six is the hurricane. We'll talk about that and how the West is dealing with more wildfires right after these words here on the Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Talk Radio Review on the air now. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here. We're at number 6, which is a focus on the hurricane. First of all, Victoria, this thing plowed into, what is the 27th, 28th, 29th, named hurricane. And there, I said on the air on the DJV show this week, wow, if this be the end of that, whoops, not so fast.
Yeah.
Because there's another one brewing in the just south of Jamaica, as a matter of fact. So anyway, the remnants of this thing all from Louisiana up the Mississippi Valley, Ohio River Valley. We're feeling it on the East Coast this weekend. So this is, look at all the people who have lost. You were talking about something that was very interesting, how the drought has affected with the now all the water, the trees. That's an interesting.
Trees are getting uprooted.
Yeah.
Well, trees are getting uprooted because, you know, we had the drought, which made the roots constrict. And so we had and then when you get all these flooding type rains, the roots just lose their stability. And you just see trees. They're all over where I am in New Jersey at the shore. And this we had gale warnings and we had a lot of gusty winds and trees just basically topple right over and the roots are exposed and everything. So I don't know if a tree gets to that point, can they prop it back up and save it?
Yeah, they can. It depends on how heavy it is.
There's some big old trees around here that are down.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
I know you've got that on the farm, too.
Yeah, have had it. All right, so the western wildfires, we thought that things ought to calm down, but maybe that's because the news coverage has not been so good on these wildfires. Jen, you want to give us an update?
Yeah, it's actually some good news in California, at least where I live. There were two big fires that were burning and actually injured, I think, 7 firefighters was a total, 2 of them in critical condition, both of them intubated, burns, second and third degree burns over 50 and 60% of their bodies, respectively. So it was a really bad situation because we had the Santa Ana winds this week, which are dry, fast-moving hurricane-strength winds. I mean, they were clocking winds at 150 miles per hour.
Wow.
There were some up by my house that were at about, like, 96, which is Category 2 status. So, I mean, you've got really big winds that were really fanning the flames. Thankfully, those winds have died down a bit, and it seems that the firefighters are able to get a handle, at least, on the 2 fires burning in Southern California. So the containment has gone up relatively quickly.
Right. Okay. So next on the overview here, what do we have time for? Just to mention, number 5 is the economy, and Victoria and I were just talking about the Biden tax plan and the stuff that is a part of trying to figure out what to do with all the people that don't have any money, how they're going to pay their bills, in light of the fact that also in the economic reality are lots of jobs and people not applying for them because they think they'd be better off keeping government money. I don't know where the connection or the disconnect is here. But the stock market seems to have been a little weak this week as well.
Yeah, it'll bounce back.
GDP's really good, though.
Let's see. What's that?
GDP was great.
Yeah, it was. That's good for Trump. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier. From making sure you have the prescriptions you need, to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with co-pays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, moving back into our overview, the zone here on the overview that we have every week, the Talk Radio Review. DJV hosters Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of October the 26th to the 30th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Spend a moment on number four, maybe, because the main focus is the presidential race and COVID. So I want to just spend a few minutes on the Philadelphia situation this week, what went on there, more of the same. I guess there were actually a number of these incidents, or a few of them, more focus on the police because of stupid stuff that they're doing and not seeming to learning what's going on. I don't understand how they can be so tone deaf. Police unions and police chiefs, some cities they are and some cities they aren't, but there are still, every time something like this happens, like in Philadelphia this week, then there's more cry for defunding the police, which is plain stupidity. Reform, yes. And so a lot of the discussion, did you hear much of that? When you, Jennifer does a local program in New York, in Los Angeles on KRLA, much talk about this out there? I mean, I haven't heard too much focus on the police per se in L.A., is there? Did I lose Jennifer?
Oh, well, I guess we lost her. I've been following, well, your daughter-in-law, for one, so I feel like right. I get a lot of L.A. news yes. with police and stuff like that. I don't
know. You
should
get a slant from her anyway.
Well, yeah, but I think that, you know, I think she's really,
up on
really
it.
Up on a lot of
yeah,
issues.
Oh, yeah, she's very
I've
smart.
Learned a
yeah,
lot
yeah.
from her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that, you know, I think that that's an ongoing discussion. You know, when we hear yet another example of, you know, of in Philadelphia, a mentally ill person whose mother was right there, you know, with him asking the police not to shoot her son, and they don't even tase him. They don't even try to sedate him. They just shoot him and he's dead. You know, and they called for an ambulance. The problem is the family called for an ambulance to take him to the hospital to sedate him, and the cops showed up with guns drawn. So this is if we don't fix that as a policy, and the police commissioner in Philadelphia has said that she wants, I think it's a she, I'm not quite sure.
I think you're right, yeah.
But that, you know, he or she wants full transparency on this. They've admitted that this was wrong, but that's another life that's lost. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can admit now,
and
oh,
what
man,
happens
we were
to
wrong.
The police? They don't. Oftentimes, the police don't suffer the consequences of their ill actions.
Well, that's another part of it. And yeah. so we're still talking about the Breonna Taylor trial, that grand jury, and you know,
and there's
they,
something new on that this week, as a matter of fact. What did I see? Do you remember seeing something new on that this week? It seemed to me there's a new wrinkle.
I think some of the jurors have come forward and they're saying that when they found out that I guess murder two or something or murder one wasn't on the table that mm-hmm. they were that there was an uproar amongst the jurors or something that they really felt that there should have been.
Yeah,
it's just you know it there's no accountability.
Some of the stuff is so obvious. I guess that's what it is. It's so obvious. All right, number three on the countdown list: the confirmation of Ms. Barrett. And it seems like there was a lot of huffing and puffing, and now that seems to be over. It was as quickly as it came up, and her nomination
well,
came out of the woodwork.
What can anyone do,
and,
you know?
Well, so you move on and deal with it one way or another.
Or the Girl Scouts into taking down messages congratulating
well, but that's there. Another thing. That was a red herring. The Girl Scouts have done that for a lot. Did they actually take it down?
Yeah.
Or,
they've
done it for
yeah, they submitted to the pressure,
women.
And they took it down because people went crazy and said that they shouldn't be congratulating her. I mean, the Girl
Scouts. Was this a tweet, or was it
this
a post?
This was a tweet. A tweet that just said, congratulations to Amy Coney Barrett becoming one of five women to be appointed to the Supreme Court. And I think you guys know, politically, not a fan of Ruth Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Not a fan of Hillary Clinton, but I have no problem with the Girl Scouts doing what they did to honor the life of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and to celebrate the candidacy of Hillary Clinton, because they're strong women.
Yeah, it's very hypocritical. All right, it's 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Andy Solomon. Nearly half of American adults have high blood pressure, and about 75% of them don't have it under control. High blood pressure, or hypertension, is the leading cause of heart attack and stroke, and it is also a contributing factor for worst outcomes for people contracting COVID-19. Dr. Willie Lawrence, cardiologist and American Heart Association volunteer physician expert.
Check your blood pressure regularly. 120 over 80 or below is considered normal. If your blood pressure is 130 over 80 or above, that is high blood pressure. It means an increased risk for heart disease and stroke.
Dr. Lawrence says that small changes can make a big difference in managing your blood pressure.
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle can make a big difference. Take blood pressure medication as prescribed. It can be one of the most effective ways to manage it. Finally, read labels on over-the-counter medicines. Pain relievers such as ibuprofen and naproxen may raise blood pressure. Consider acetaminophen.
For more, visit heart.org/BPtools.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere. Live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
As Shasta County gradually reopens for business, we can all do our part to stop the spread of COVID-19 by wearing a mask when in public. Cloth face coverings help reduce the spread of germs by preventing the release of droplets when someone speaks, coughs, or sneezes. Wash your face covering often, ideally after each use or at least daily. Wash with detergent and hot water and dry on a hot cycle. Here is Shasta County Health Officer Dr. Karen Ramstrom.
Remember, wearing a face covering is not a replacement for physical distancing, frequent hand washing, and staying home when sick. Your mask protects me, and my mask protects you. Together, we can stop the spread.
For more information, including how to make your own cloth face covering, go to ShastaReady.org.
DJ Veer, the other DJ Veers are Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and we take it upon ourselves each week to inform you as to our thinking and some of the conversations we've had about some of these issues, the top 10 stories that have made it into the News Talk Radio world, according to research at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison and his staff going around the country listening to stations online, talking to hosts, and just generally getting a good feel as to the pulse of what's going on. And the top two stories, I think we'll spend this second half hour of our review on the top two stories. COVID is number two, and I want to start the conversation by reiterating something that I said there. I do five different radio programs, and one of them, in addition to doing this program, the countdown and the ancillary discussion that I have with the ladies each week on the DJV time, is the Good Day Health program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell, which you can hear on many of these same stations. You can get a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. Ken Kronhaus said this week he summarized the COVID in a very succinct way. As we were looking and talking about the Wisconsin situation this week, which was pretty bad, talking about masks and stuff showing up on beaches, which is pretty damn gross when you get right down to it, he said two things that I think we ought to all carry with us through the weekend and into next week and as we continue to deal with COVID. He said that the strain, that this thing has now mutated about 24 times since it first became a problem the first of the year. And because it mutates, and when something like this mutates, it usually isn't as bad. He says that the virus as it exists today is more contagious than it has been through the history of the virus. But it is much less deadly. So if you get it, you don't have a death sentence. And he also said that we were talking about the way the deaths are reported in all the news media numbers. And he basically said, Ken wouldn't say this, but I would say it, paraphrasing, that the numbers are a joke because you really don't know when somebody dies whether they die. He said actually that any of his patients, now Ken is a very well-known cardiologist on the board Miracle, the American Heart Association, always doing work with them, for them. And he said the position that he's taken with the Heart Association and on the air and with his clients, his patients, is that no one just dies from COVID by itself.
Well, remember that number that came out a few months ago? And it was like 7,000 or 9,000, I can't remember now, of people that they believed actually just died from and solely because of COVID.
Right. It's you've got something else that compromises your immune system, your heart is bothering, you got heart disease, you got lung problems, you're obese, you got diabetes, you got any number of things. And most of the people, if you look at the stats, yeah, there are rare exceptions, but the people who are younger who die also, pretty much 100%, he didn't say 100%, but he said most of the people who die who are younger have many other compromising things, and the COVID just finishes them off. So it's not like they were dying from COVID by itself. They've got a lot of other things. So I think that needs to be a part of the discussion, whether it, you know, somebody like that can overwhelm the news media, which is so hypocritical, so negative, so wrong about most of the stuff. But there's one thing, there's one conclusion that has come that flies in the face of a lot of people, some of the more conservative thinkers in the country. I don't like that word conservative. Maybe right wing is better because it's not conservative at all. My definition of conservative is a lot different than what the politicians use for conservative. The idea of not having a mask on or not distancing yourself is just, not only is it selfish, but you're creating a situation that may harm somebody in your family. Sure, you may not get it. All the parties on the college campuses that we've heard about, from 19 to 29, people are not wearing their masks, and they may not get it, but they are going to be around people that they do spread it and share it with. And it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's outrageously selfish to not take into account the fact that these things, it's proven. Ken says it over and over again. Jack may not agree all the time, but Ken says masks, masks, masks. Find the one that has the smallest, what do they call it?
You've mentioned that before. That's a good thing for people to know. What was that type of mask that you found?
Now that you asked me.
It was something, microns, right?
Yeah, one micron. You get, if it's more than one micron, Jack said that and Ken agreed with it. If it's more, I mean, any mask is helpful. Most of the conventional masks that are out there are 3 microns. So anything smaller than 3 microns is going to get out of your, if you cough or you sneeze or you're just breathing. If it's 3 microns, the masks are 3 microns. They protect the size of the bacteria or the virus rather. If it's 3 microns this virus is 2 microns, so it gets out through most of the conventional masks. If you have a 1 micron mask, it will not get out. And so you look for, if you're really conscious of this, you go in, and they're probably hard to find. You go to the drugstore, you go someplace, specializes in this stuff, and you can find 1 micron masks. That's the most protective. So, anyway, that's my overview. Ladies, you have some observations. Again, the stats are really just plain misleading. What we're doing, I think that one of the things, the vaccine information that came out this week and when it's going to be available, who gets it, who's going to pay for it, I think that's a pretty significant in terms of where we are. I think people, although there are a lot of people who hoped it would be before the election, that's not going to happen. But before the end of the year, there seem to be a couple of different products that are making it through quickly the FDA process, which, again, Jennifer, I think you said this week, that it's usually 5 weeks. Who said that? Was that you?
No,
or
usually
that,
it's
Jen?
5 to 7 years.
5 months.
For
5 years. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for the FDA to approve something, but Operation Warp Speed and some of the focus on getting it done is making it happen really quickly. I say let it take as long as it needs to because you want it to be safe, but the quicker the better for most people.
Well, and the other thing is that 50% of the people surveyed, whether you believe these polls or not, say, I'm not taking it.
That is true. More and more people feel that they don't, you know, they're more focused on therapeutics and treatments, and that's where I fall on it, too. Yeah.
Again, I do, too. But
I
your
saw
immune
someone,
system.
I think it was from Pfizer maybe this week, that said that they have a vaccine, and right now it's about 70% effective. Mm-hmm. So that's better than the flu vaccine.
Well, again, a lot of people, I had my ears checked this week, and the doctor said, have you had your flu shot yet?
Huh? So we're not going to hear, anymore? That's great.
Anyway, my hearing is the same as it has been the last 4 or 5 years I've had it tested, so something must be okay. At any rate, the bottom line here is...
Did you get your flu shot? Because they asked
No, he said, did I get my flu shot? I said, no, I haven't. And he said, you should go get one. And then it came to pass, I think we talked about this on the air, that there are different degrees, different levels. There are different kinds of flu shots. You can't just go in and say, give me a flu shot, because there are 3 or 4 different types. And they still have, the cheap ones, still have mercury in them. And for all
the
of the
pharmacy
Hazari,
ones, I think, right? That's the,
yeah, the cheap
I think,
ones from CVS and Walgreens
right.
and that bunch.
Because
those
they do, it, yeah. Dr. Jack explained this, which I'd never understood this, but it's because they have larger bottles and they keep going back in for new doses. So if you're at the doctor's office, that's the best place to get it because it's a single dose without the mercury.
Yeah.
Or aluminum. It's aluminum, not mercury. It's aluminum. Yeah.
Well, now it is. Yeah, but it's still bad. You want to get the most expensive
one.
And some of them, you know, you have to pay for yourself, or some of them paid for. I think the move was to get the vaccines paid for, though, by Medicare, right? Wasn't that the move?
Yeah.
This way the government is paying for the expensive ones anyway. And you see 900 ads on TV. Is it Fluzone, Fluzine, Flu something or other? Then that's the most expensive one. And it doesn't
There's one for seniors that my parents both got.
I think it's called Fluzone.
Yeah.
Like anyway. Okay. So that's that.
Don't you want to stay out of the flu zone? What a stupid name,
right? That's a horrible
name. What kind
name
of is that?
I mean, who did that? I never, you know, we always have to fact check Doug, so I don't think it's called Fluzone, but yeah.
It's flu.
Fluzy, for all you lose women.
Right.
It's flu something or other, but just when you go in there, say, I want to actually pay for mine, I don't want the cheap crap that you've got, give me something that I, you know, it's $29, I think, for the most expensive shot. Get that one. Don't get the cheap one, because the cheap one won't do you any good, and in fact, will probably do you harm. Top stories of the week of October 26th to the 30th, the Dodgers winning the World Series. That's a big deal at number 10. Number 9, the Rudy Giuliani embarrassment. The big tech hearings in Congress at number 8. Number 7, our relationship with China and Russia. Number 6, the hurricane and the wildfires in the West, Hurricane Zeta. Number 5, the economy as it's tied to the stock market and the stimulus package, that sort of thing. Number 4, race relations with an eye toward what went on this week in Philadelphia. Number 3, the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. Number 2, the continuing focus on health care and COVID. And number 1, the presidential race. What's going to happen next week? Everybody's on pins and needles, or not everybody is, but a lot of people are. The presidential race, number 1 this week in our focus right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Scary movies, the dread, fear and horror that makes your pulse quicken and palms sweat.
So this comes from the fight or flight response. When we are being chased by an animal, our instinct is to either fight the animal or to run away. So probably that same mechanism gets triggered when we get scared by watching situations in the screen that are similar to that situation in real life.
Cardiologist Dr. Regis Fernandez says 3 things happen. Your heart rate increases, blood flow to muscles increases, and adrenaline flows.
It's similar to physical exercise.
Dr. Fernandez does not suggest replacing exercise with watching scary movies, but he does say that the body's reaction to being frightened is unlikely to hurt healthy individuals.
If you enjoy that thrill, it's not dangerous.
And it seems many of us just love the feeling of being terrified. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too.
Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens. We make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
The People List from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. Every week we overview, and sometimes I get to the point of not being able to find the time, believe it or not, to actually go through the list. So officially, this is it. For those of you who are purists and they want to know what the People List consists of, Miles Taylor is at number 10. Rudy Giuliani is at 9. Mark Zuckerberg is at 8. Nancy Pelosi is at 7. Walter Wallace is at number 6. Let's see, Amy Coney Barrett is at 5. Dr. Fauci is at 4. Mike Pence is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at 1. In fairness, number 3 is Mike Pence and Kamala Harris. I'm told I mispronounced her name. Kamala, whatever. At any rate, those are the two people at number 3. Biden at 2 and Trump at 1. That's the list. From Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Check it out at talkers.com. Presidential race number 1 on the week's list from the Talkers Magazine of stories. No surprise there. Surprise, surprise, however, looking around, sometimes you look at the political scene and it's sort of static. If you look at the last, 3, 4, 5 elections, the two parties have won 44-45% of the vote. And now... And the swing states have been pretty easily determined. But now this, I noticed that Harris is in Texas, and Texas is in play. What do you think is going to happen there, ladies?
I think they'll stay red. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. I think they're there because they feel like they need to try to pick up some ground. I think the only state that may shift, and it would shift, I think, in Trump's favor is Minnesota. I think he's there. Maybe Joe Biden might be able to switch Iowa. I don't know. The ones that they're watching right now, Florida, North Carolina, Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota.
I do think Ohio is going to be interesting.
I think Ohio will be totally red.
I think
Pennsylvania will be red, too.
The New York Times had a choke on their gloating about black voters when they released a poll showing that Trump's ahead with black voters this year from 4 years ago. And up with Latino voters. That's pretty interesting, if you believe the polls, anyway.
I heard something so interesting the other day, that he's actually lost more white voters and that Biden has picked up white
voters. That.
That Trump has picked up a ton of black and Hispanic votes. So
I think blacks are tired of being taken for granted, and that's what the Democrats do. If you're black, you should be voting for us because you're supposed to vote for us. You know, what are you talking about? Go pound sand. Florida is interesting as well. Well, there's all kinds of things. Next week at this time, we'll be talking about the new president.
Hopefully.
Or the election results, anyway. 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah,
We thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly review of the top five tech stories. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through the top five. We started number five, and this is a focus on a new charging battery pack clip and whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So what's the review here?
Well, good and bad. So here's the thing, it's a good option. Mophie is, of course, probably the oldest name in the wireless smartphone charging.
Smart
business.
Chart.
The smart charge. And so they used to make their chargers built into a cell phone case. And so it was very clunky. It was very, heavy, made your phone kind of feel like a brick. But when your battery ran out, all you had to do was flip the switch on the case, and then you've got a whole new charge of battery. So it was very convenient, and they were super popular for a long time. But people are very personal about what kind of phone case they want and what they want to use. It's kind of an expression now. It's like an accessory. So the good thing is this new juice pack from Mophie, it connects. It's basically all it does is it clips onto the back of your phone when you need it to wirelessly charge. It gives you a full charge, and then you can just unclip it. So it's not this cumbersome brick anymore. It's a clip and go. You can use it on multiple devices, so it's actually more economical. Here's the downside, though. It is a bit pricey. You're paying for the convenience of that clip and go, and it's $79.95. So it is a bit more than what you'll see on the market that's in that competitive space. But it is, I do really like the convenience and the design of it.
Number four is a MagSafe charger. This is kind of almost from the same wheelhouse.
Yep. This is a MagNotSafe. So yeah, the MagSafe, the magnetic charger that iPhone 12s are, and basically any iPhone that you have that can hold a wireless charge, if you just put your phone on top of the charger instead of plugging it in. MagSafe, the magnetic charger, though, they put out a warning this week saying that you have to make sure that you don't have any of your credit cards or a hotel key or transit cards, or if you use like a key fob to get into your office building, you have to make sure it's nowhere near this magnetic strip or the magnetic charger, because it will completely demagnetize all of your cards, which ends up being a huge, huge pain, and you have to have all of your cards replaced. So just make sure, if you are, using one of these MagSafe chargers, keep all of your valuables away from it.
All right, number three is a T-Mobile announcement.
This was kind of a surprise this week, but this was a great announcement. It got a lot of buzz. T-Mobile is finally getting into the live TV business, and they have launched a new internet-based streaming service called T-Vision. It launches November 1st, and it's a traditional streaming service. It's going to go head-to-head with YouTube TV, which is what I use and love, Hulu's live TV service, Fubo TV, Sling, and AT&T TV. So the best part about the T-Mobile one, though, it's the cheapest, and they've broken it up into a few different products. So for $40 a month, you'll get basically all the basic cable that you are used to, except for CBS because they are always the holdout. But you'll get all the news networks, you get a lot of sports, and then additionally, if you want to add other things that you're used to, sci-fi, Cartoon Network, TNT, USA Bravo, that's the $50 bundle per month. Also, they throw in some more sports there. And then one of the things that's really cool, they have a T-Vision Vibe package. It's $10 a month, and it gives you 30 live channels. Plus, you can add on premium channels a la carte, so you can basically customize your entire viewing experience. So good for T-Mobile. I think they're going to actually disrupt that space.
Number two, Instacart and Aldi are partnering.
Yep, grocery delivery platform Instacart is launching a pilot program to begin taking food stamps. And as we know, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, this is a really bad time for a lot of Americans who are suffering from food insecurity. And so the program is starting, the Instacart and Aldi stores together are starting with Georgia, California, Florida, Illinois, and Pennsylvania, and they are looking to expand this nationwide as quickly as they can. So basically your SNAP benefits, your EBT card, will now be accepted through Instacart for delivery, so you don't have to go to the store if you don't feel safe doing it. And so Aldi has partnered with them. Other stores, Walmart's now accepting SNAP benefits when you pick up an online order, so curbside, and Amazon Prime is also now letting people register their SNAP cards for online delivery of food.
Number one, the testimony in Senate, this is out in Washington, this bunch from the big tech companies, they go before the Senate, what came out of that?
So we heard Mark Zuckerberg and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey testify during this week. They've got a lot of political appointments coming up. November 17th, they're going to be in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's going to be over more censorship. And so basically Facebook and Twitter had different reasons for saying why they censored certain articles and things like that. But ultimately, will it change their businesses? I don't know. That remains to be seen.
All right. Those are the top five items from the world of technology. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra.
Wow, what a crowd. What a crowd. Hello, Florida. Hello, Florida.
President Trump in Miami-Dade County just moments ago capped a five-state Sunday campaign swing across the country.
I don't know if you know what's happening, but they're very worried, the Democrats, about Florida. They're very concerned. The vote's not there. It's not there for them. They had to get out to that big, early lead, and it could be that we're leading. That's a little problem. 2 days from now, we're going to win my home state of Florida. And we are going to win 4 more years in the White House.
Mr. Trump, as buoyed and energetic as he was in his first stop in Michigan to start the day, said America's in a strong position.
Our economy is now growing at the fastest rate ever recorded in the history of our country. 33.1%. 33.1%. We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months alone. Another record. Got so many records.
Meanwhile, the president planning a five-stop, four-state blitz tomorrow on Monday. Joe Biden had one stop in Philadelphia earlier today. He's got two stops in Pennsylvania, one in Ohio, planned for Monday. In North Carolina, Vice President Pence says they're counting on Tar Heel voters to come through.
You said yes to President Donald Trump in 2016, and we know North Carolina is going to say yes to four more years of President Donald Trump in 2020.
Overseas, Asian shares mostly higher, buoyed by optimism over future signs of recovery in China's manufacturing sector. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The earthquake, which struck off Turkey's Aegean coast, has killed more than at least 37 people.
In Izmir, rescue teams continue searching for survivors in the debris of collapsed buildings following the magnitude 6.9 quake. Around 100 people have been rescued, but authorities fear there may be more trapped under the rubble. Seismologists say that due to the shallow depth of the quake's epicenter, potentially powerful aftershocks could be expected for several weeks. Turkey has suffered from lightly regulated construction, which can lead to serious damage and deaths from earthquakes. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Thousands of protesters in Belarus swarmed the streets of the capital to demand the resignation of the country's longtime president, had been met by police firing warning shots and using stun grenades to break up the crowds. Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The leader of a California megachurch says he's voting for President Trump.
Bill Johnson, senior pastor of Bethel Church in Redding, says the mainstream media has falsely portrayed the president as a racist, misogynist, and xenophobe. Johnson said it's surprising to many that Mr. Trump has undeniably accomplished or attempted to accomplish a majority of his main campaign promises during his first term. Johnson says it's an honorable character trait of any elected official to follow through on their commitments. Johnson added he will continue to pray for Mr. Trump and his family, as he did for former Presidents Clinton, Bush, and Obama. Patrick Frost reporting.
It's not the ruling Texas Republicans had wanted. The state Supreme Court has denied a GOP-led petition to throw out about 127,000 ballots cast at drive-through voting places in the Houston area. The state's all-Republican high court rejected the request from GOP activists and candidates without explanation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Churches across the U.S. had to make tough decisions to suspend in-person gatherings. As months went on, restaurants and other businesses were able to resume if restrictions were followed. But churches discovered that there were different standards for worship services and Bible studies.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time at the Wistful Vista home of Fibber McGee and Molly. And then we hear a different type of comedy tandem, Fanny Bryce's baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy. This first episode centers on the recurring character of Old Timer, as played by Bill Thompson, one of radio's most skilled performers. On Fibber McGee and Molly, he would also voice Wallace Wimple, Horatio K. Boomer, Nick DiPopoulos, and others. Thompson debuted Old Timer in 1937, and here he is alongside Jim and Marion Jordan in an episode from October 27th of 1942.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Who Cares? If things just didn't wear out, we wouldn't have so many little problems right now. When your one and only electric toaster or vacuum cleaner goes out of commission now, it's a serious matter. It really pays to take extra good care of everything you have. Now, the best way to do this is by using things properly and, of course, keeping them serviced and oiled and cleaned. Many things you can protect simply by applying a coat of Johnson's Wax. Your floors, furniture, and woodwork, for example, are actually safeguarded against wear and against dirt with a tough coat of wax. Likewise, your windowsills, Venetian blinds, leather goods, and enameled surfaces. Most housekeepers know that the shield of wax also gives rich beauty to these surfaces and saves many hours of cleaning and housework. But today, when conservation is so important, the protection which Johnson's Wax offers is its number one contribution. As we visit Wistful Vista tonight, we find our friend...
One shy there, Sonny, one shy.
Hey, what's your hurry? Who do you want to see?
Fibber McGee and Molly. Hey, kids, leave me in. Open up there, kids.
Mr. Oldtimer, what on earth is the matter?
Leave me in, kids, leave me in.
Hey, what is this anyway, Halloween?
You've got to hide me, Johnny. They're after me.
Well, I'll give you a hiding, all right. What's the idea of beating our front door into kindling wood?
You mean kindling.
I said kindling, didn't I?
Come on, kids, please. This ain't any time for even a good joke. Hide me someplace.
Now, now, now. Calm yourself, Mr. Oldtimer. We won't let anybody hurt you.
Who's after you?
The cops. The FBI.
What?
Everybody. They're all after me.
Oh, my.
They catch me, I'll go to prison for 100 years.
Well, when we come to see you, will you introduce me to Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, daughter, daughter, daughter. I ain't fooling. You gotta hide me, I tell you. I'm a fugitive.
Well, quit fidgeting, fugitive. What's this all about? You must have done something pretty serious.
Yes, the FBI doesn't chase people for matching nickels.
I know it, kids. I know it. I got it coming to me. I never should have done it.
Oh, my.
I've always been a good boy. I guess I'm just a weak character.
Yeah, and this is your last weak character if you don't start talking. What did you do?
I didn't realize what I was doing was so bad, Johnny. First time I noticed I was being followed was this afternoon. I was on my way to the dentist, and dreading it, too.
Why?
And he says I got to have braces on my teeth. So when I started for home...
I thought you were going to the dentist.
I was, but I had to go home and get my teeth, didn't I? Well, sir, I see the fellow behind me. Looked like an FBI man.
How can you tell an FBI man when you see him?
Well, he was wearing a Hoover collar, and, Oh, crimey, kids, here they are. Hide me. Get me out of sight.
Okay, okay. Get behind the dashboard.
Hurry now, hurry. Pull your feet in. There, that's it. It'll be kind of hard to explain two people with 6 feet.
We're putting ourselves in a bad spot, Molly. You know that, don't you? We're accessories.
So what's an accessory? A bumper is an accessory. And what's a bumper for? To take the bumps. Now, if we can't take a few bumps for a friend... Come in! Oh, it's Mrs. Uppington. You don't know how glad we are to see you, Abigail.
How do you do, my dear? I'm Miss McGee.
Hi, Uppie. You ain't exactly who we were... I mean, we thought somebody else... How's everything, Uppie?
Just blended, Mr. McGee. I thought I just... Mr. McGee, do you have to do that?
Do what, Abigail? What's he doing?
Chewing his necktie.
Oh, that's just a habit I got, Uppy. Always chew my necktie when I get when I think about something.
Yeah. He always does that, Abigail.
Yeah.
I tried to break him of it by making him wear bow ties, but he kept spraining his neck to get at them.
Have a chair, Uppy.
Yes, thank you. I'll just sit over here on the Davenport.
No, not there, Abigail.
I beg your pardon?
Well, the Davenport is broken, Abby. The spring's busted. Liable to get stabbed. I mean, here, sit over here.
But your hat is on that chair, Mr. McGee.
That isn't his hat. That's a straw hat, and McGee always wears it. Or is that your hat?
Well, that's my hat. I just bought it this morning.
Oh, well, this fresh autumn air really turns them yellow in no time, doesn't it?
Oh, he bought it secondhand. He never wears a straw hat past the middle of November anyway. What can we do for you, Abigail?
Well, I just dropped in, my dear, to see if... Good heavens. Was that a sneeze?
Must be that darn cat that keeps coming in here. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Where are you, kitty?
Meow. Meow.
Poor little thing has a cold. Now, what were you saying, Abigail?
Well, I just wanted to know, my dear, if you would go down to the federal building with me. I want to see the FBI.
Oh, heavenly days. That cat has knocked over the lamp.
Doggone you, old-time cat. Can't you be a little more careful? What you going to see the FBI about, Uppy? Find a German spy in your sauerkraut?
Oh, no. No, Mr. McGee. I want to register my fingerprints in their voluntary civilian files. My brother in Washington suggested it.
Oh, you got a brother in Washington? What does he do?
He's a lobbyist.
Oh, we don't care where he sleeps. What does he do?
Well, I don't quite know, my dear. It has something to do with the farm lobby. I believe he's a rainmaker.
A rainmaker? Bosh. A likely story. Nobody can make rain.
Well, possibly not, Miss McGee. All I know is what people tell me. They say he's been under a cloud for some time. Well, I'm sorry, you can't come with me. Goodbye.
Mr. Oldtimer, you can come out now.
I'm sorry about that lamp, kids, but I was getting a crab in my leg under the Davenport. Hey, why can't I hide in here next time?
No, you can't hide in there.
No, don't open that door.
Why not, kid? Seems like this would be a perfect place to... Oh, I see what you mean.
Now, look, old-timer, we're your friends, and we'll go to bat for you up to a point.
Yeah, so let's get to the point.
Okay, kids, but I hate to tell you, if I go to Leavenworth, it's going to break Mama's heart. I was her favorite boy. I was always the one they cut down Papa's best pants for.
How many brothers did you have?
Didn't have any, just 3 sisters. You ever seen My Sister Eileen?
My Sister Eileen is a play, isn't it?
Not mine, she's a sketch. I mind one time...
Oh, for goodness sakes, Mr. Oldtimer, tell us what you've done. Why are the police after you?
Yeah, make with a confession.
Well, I don't know right where to start, kids.
We'll start right at the beginning.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, sir, I was born in Terre Haute, Indiana. One of 2 twin boys. Papa takes one look at us and says, let's keep this one and drown t'other one. And that's how I learned to swim.
Hey. Skip your first childhood and get to the second one, old-timer. We don't want the story of your life.
I should say not. At 35 miles an hour, your autobiography would be pretty slow-moving. Now, what'd you do to get the FBI after you?
I've been un-American, daughter. I'm a traitor to my country. I'm just a dirty old Benefit Arnold.
It was Benedict, and quit crying in my root beer. Come on, now talk.
Well, sir, it's going to do me good to get it off my mind. So here it goes. I was born in Terre Haute, Indiana. a handful of beans, daughter.
What for?
Got a bean shooter in my pocket. I'll shoot my way out. They'll never take me alive. I'll run.
Talk like the bad half of a double feature. Scram into the dining room. No, the other door. That's it.
And if anybody comes in there, just lie down on a pickle dish and put on a dilly expression. Okay, McGee, let him in.
Come in.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Billy Mills.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Skip.
Hi, Billy.
Won't you come down and sit in for a moment? I mean, won't you take off your chair and have a coat, Miss Mills?
She's kind of nervous today, Bill. She means, won't you give your hips a downbeat?
No, thanks. I just wanted to tell you I saw your new picture. Here we go again.
Oh, did you really?
How'd you like it, Billy?
What do you mean, how'd I like it? I admitted I saw it, didn't I? Do I have to get nasty about it? A fine thing.
Well, what an odd reaction.
Yeah, I hope it ain't nationwide. Okay, old-timer, you can come out now.
Oh, thanks, kids. Hey, it sure had me scared for a minute.
Well, I don't know why. You've known Mr. Mills for years.
It wasn't him I was scared of, daughter. All the time I was in the dining room, somebody kept ringing the back door buzzer.
We haven't got any buzzer on our back door.
Oh, he must have, Johnny. Heard us play.
Wait a minute now. Where were you in the dining room?
Under the table, daughter. On the side floor.
You were sitting on the service buzzer.
What's that?
That's a signal for the maid to bring in the next course. If we had a maid. We ate our dinner in courses, only we don't have a maid, and we eat in the kitchen, and we call it supper. And after this, watch where you sit.
Yeah. Now, before somebody else comes in, let's have your story.
All righty. I was born in Terre Haute, Indiana. Poor but honest.
No. Skip that. What are the cops after you for?
Hey? Oh, yes. Well, kids, you're going to despise me for it when I tell you. I guess I'm...
Hello, folks. What's frying?
Fry me, it's a cop. They got me. They're going to fry me. Help, kids. Hold him while I make a break.
Here. Calm yourself, Mr. Oldtimer. It's just Mr. Wilcox. You know him.
Say, what goes on here? You expecting a cop?
Don't tell him, kids. Don't tell him.
What do you think we are, stool pigeons? He's in a little jam with the FBI, Harlow, but... I want to talk it over a little before he does anything rash.
Well, talk it over with me. I'm sort of an FBI man myself.
What do you mean you're sort of an FBI man?
Well, that's my job. FBI. Floors brightened instantly. Just pour a few drops of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat on your linoleum, spread it around, let it dry, and presto. In 20 minutes or less, it's dried to a beautiful, sparkling finish. That's what I mean. I'm sort of a member of the kitchen police.
Then you ain't. You ain't. You don't arrest people?
No, I don't, old-timer. I just try to get people to use glow coat to arrest the deterioration of their linoleum.
Bless you.
And that's pretty important now when we have to conserve what we have and make things last. Why, when I think what an important part all the Johnson products play in the conservation program, I almost feel I am a government agent.
No, don't say that, Sonny. Don't say it.
What's the matter with him, Molly? He's white as a sheet.
Better just leave him alone, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, duck along, Junior. We'll handle this. See you later.
Nothing I can do to help?
No, thank you. And don't tell anybody you saw him here.
Why not?
But because the police are going to drag out the throw net for him, that's why.
McGee, how many times must I tell you it's throw out the dragnet? Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox.
You sure I can't be of any help?
No. Beat it, will you? Scram.
All right, but you don't have to push me.
Jiminy, kids. I never been so scared in my born days.
Well, brace up. Don't be such a scaredy cat. You're just a bundle of nerves.
No, I am not, Johnny. I'm as cool as a cucumber. I'm as... Hey, what was that noise?
Oh, I dropped a piece of yarn on the rug.
No, you're not nervous. You're as high-strung as the George Washington Bridge. Now get that story off your mind while we got a moment's peace, will you?
Okay. Go ahead, kids. I was born in Terre Haute, Indiana. Where'd I go, kids? Where'd I go? Let me crawl under the rug.
Oh, fine. We'll tell them it's a Brussels carpet and you're the sprout. Go on back into the dining room.
And stay off of that buzzer.
I will, kids.
Come in.
Oh, Mayor Latrivia. Come in, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, McGee.
Hi, Latriv. You're just the guy I wanted to talk to.
Yes?
Yes. I thought you'd cleaned up gambling in this town.
I have. And if you know of any gambling joints, McGee, I hope you'll report them.
Well, I'll give you one right now. How about the Populous' restaurant?
Heavenly days.
Can you gamble in there?
Brother, have you ever ordered their chicken croquettes?
Oh, stop it, McGee. What do you want to see us about, Mr. Mayor?
I just wanted your opinion of this little verse. It's to be printed on the back of the city water bills and sent to everyone.
Oh, let's hear it.
It says, Remember what happened in 1920 when people starved in the midst of plenty? We ought to be much smarter now. If we want milk, let's feed the cow. Let's all be ready when this is over and start today to plant the clover. Let's all buy bonds and pay our debts, for the man what has is the man what gets.
Well, my, my. I think that's wonderful, Mr. Mayor. Did you write that?
No, it was sent in by a chap named Wimple, Wallace Wimple.
Oh, sure, old Wimp. We know him well, the trivia. Kind of a short, long fellow.
You approve of the idea, then?
Oh, absolutely, Mr. Mayor.
Splendid, splendid. Glad you like it. I thought I'd get your slant on it as a couple of average citizens. Try it on the dog, you know.
Take off your coat, Latrivia. You can't call my wife a dog and get away with it.
No, he didn't call me a dog, dearie. He's too much of a gentleman. He meant you.
Oh, he did he? Put up your dukes, Latrivia.
Oh, stop it, McGee. It was just an expression. Don't be silly.
So I'm being silly when I resent being insulted, eh? Now I'm a silly dog.
Oh, you're not being logical, McGee.
Well, what do you mean, Mrs. McGee?
You called him a dog. A dog is man's best friend. You don't fight with your friends, do you?
This gets worse and worse. I'm not only a silly dog, but now I'm a friendly one. You don't think I can fight, huh?
Oh, stop waving your paws. I mean your fist. This is ridiculous.
I think it is, too. You better go, Mr. Mayor, before he bites you in the leg. Come on, McGee. Mother will get you a nice big ham bone.
That does it. Latrivia, I'm going to beat you to a pulp for those insults. I'm going to pound you so flat I can mail you home.
Oh, my. This ought to be very interesting.
Well.
Say, is it true that you are an intercollegiate boxing champion, Mr. Mayor?
Quite true, Mrs. McGee.
I'm going to hammer your odd-shaped skull till it rings like a... It is?
Is what?
True.
Is what true?
That you are an intercollegiate... aren't we being a bunch of rummies? They're flying off the handle like that. Well, glad you dropped in, Latrivia.
Thanks. Good day, Mrs. McGee.
Goodbye, Mr. Mayor.
And McGee.
Huh?
Let's go out some afternoon and bark at automobiles.
You're listening to Fibber McGee and Molly. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Spot On, a virtual fence that lets you set up in your yard or park, beach, or wherever in order to keep tabs on your pet. Just attach the Spot On collar and you're pretty much good to go. But what happens if your pet breaches that virtual fence? We asked Spot On CEO Sung Vivathana.
It's the same technology that's kept pets in containment for 40 years now. So as your dog approaches the boundary, there's a series of audible tones that occur. And if your dog does approach that boundary and passes it, there's an optional static correction that occurs. Now, if your dog continues to go beyond that because your dog decided to chase after something, what happens is you get a notification on your phone. What it does for you is it puts your dog on a map and it starts tracking your dog right away so you know exactly where your dog is and allows you to get your dog as fast as you can.
Head over to spotoncaller.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
And now let's get back to Fibber McGee and Molly on WEN Radio 1.
Okay, old-timer. All right, the coast is clear.
You can come out now.
Thanks, kids. Who was it? What did he want?
It was the mayor. He wanted to get a free criticism on some poetry. Cheapskate.
Well, bachelors always take advantage of people, McGee. They're called on so often to fill out a bridge table, they think every fourth person in the world is a dummy.
Well, be that as may or may not be or not, I want to hear what the old-timer here's got to say for himself. And it better be good, too, old-timer.
Okay, Johnny. Well, sir, I was born in Terre Haute. Hey, look, kids. I've been so scared today I ain't had a bite to eat. How's about a sandwich, Tudor?
Why, of course, you poor thing. You come right with me.
But, Molly, why can't we let him tell his story before...
Hush, dearie, hush. The poor man's hungry. You can't fire a gun without loading it.
Oh, I see. I see. Before he shoots off his face, we got to feed it. Okay, but keep the kitchen door shut, and if anybody comes in, I'll stall them off.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. Just give me a bowl of soup, daughter. I'll be much of
a home treat. A bowl of soup, my clavicle. She ought to feed that guy a handful of animal crackers. If that monkey ain't lying, he's got his neck out like a giraffe. I wonder.
Hi, mister.
Huh? Oh, hi, sis. I didn't hear you knock.
I knocked. I didn't knock.
Why not? Why didn't you knock?
Well, gee, that'd be silly, mister, when you got a doorbell to ring.
Well, then why didn't you ring the doorbell?
I couldn't reach it.
Then why didn't you knock?
Look, mister, we've been all over that. If you want somebody to ring your doorbell, you just wait till Halloween. You just wait, I betcha.
Oh, lay off, sis, lay off. Anyway, you said you couldn't reach it.
I can, and Willie Toops boosts me up, I can. We tried it last night.
Oh, you did, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a dress rehearsal for Halloween, eh? I says it was kind of a dress rehearsal.
Only for me. Willie wears knickerbockers.
Look, sis, don't you know the real significance of Halloween? Eh?
What?
What'd you say?
What'd you hear?
Look, sis, every holiday is celebrated for a certain reason. Don't you know the real reason we celebrate Halloween?
No. Why do we, mister? Why do we?
Ah, that's better. An intelligent attitude like that deserves an intelligent answer.
Thank you.
We celebrate Halloween, sis, because... well, because it always...
yeah.
It's to commemorate the...
yeah.
Oh, it's too involved to go into right now. I'm busy. You better run along.
Have you got time for a poodle? Have you?
A what?
A poodle.
Where is it? Let me see it.
You can't see it, mister. I tell it to you.
You tell me a poodle?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of double talk is this?
You know, mister, a poodle is a little riddle you can't get through your noodle. You want to hear it?
No, but I don't know how I can get out of it. So go ahead.
Why do they make toy banks in the shape of pigs?
Oh, I'll sit still for that one, sis. Why do they make piggy banks?
Because sailors wear little white caps.
I don't get it.
Well, gee, it's simple, mister.
Huh?
Sailors have little white caps, and the sea has little white caps, too.
Yeah.
And it makes the waves pretty, and my mother is pretty, too, and she just joined the waves, and the waves wash the beach, and the beach is full of sand, and so is spinach, and farmers grow spinach, and they have to get up at 5 o'clock, and that's twirly. And so's a pig's tail. On that, I betcha.
Oh, listen.
silly twaddle I ever. Sailors have little twirly caps because spinach gets up at 5 o'clock with a pig full of sand. That don't make sense.
Did I hear you talking to somebody, dearie?
Yeah, a little girl from across the street. How you feel now, old-timer? Fed up?
You bet, Johnny.
Yeah, so am I, with the whole thing. So get busy now and tell your story.
Yes, Mr. Old-timer. You know, we've been very patient with you. If we can help you with a clear conscience, we'll do it, but we won't be parties to anything crooked. Now, go ahead and tell us.
Well, it was like this, kids. Oh, I'm so ashamed. I wouldn't blame the FBI if they stood me up against a wall and shot me.
Shot you for what?
Well, I'm a hoarder.
What?
That's the way you hear it, daughter. I'm a hoarder.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I know it, Johnny. I know.
Yes, you know very well that hoarding causes shortages, and shortages cause prices to go up. It's greedy and selfish and un-American, and who do you think you are to need so much more of anything than somebody else?
Pour it on, daughter, pour it on. I deserve it. But it all started so easy. You see, I had 4 of them to start with. Then I thought I'd get me a spare.
Oh. I begin to see.
Then when I had me a spare, I thought I'd hide some away, and I knew a fellow that had given them to me at a 25% discount, and I couldn't resist it, and I kept buying them and buying them. I got hundreds of them all over the house.
A fine thing. With the country as desperate for tires as it is now, you have to go.
Tires? I ain't hoarding tires.
Well, what are you hoarding?
United States war bonds.
United States war bonds. Why, of all of
them. You think it'll shoot me, Johnny, with all the people wanting war bonds and me grabbing them up? I didn't know what I was doing.
Did you hear Mr. Wilkie on the radio last night?
Yes, I did.
What did he have to say?
Made a very interesting speech. Says the world isn't as big as it used to be, and after this war, we all got to be neighbors.
Oh, hands across the sea, you mean?
Yeah. First arms and then hands. Good night.
Good night, all.
The character of the old-timer heard on this program was played by Bill Thompson. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnston Wax Finishes for the home and industry, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This program has reached you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Old-timer on the Lam, a wartime episode of Fibber, McGee, and Molly from October 27th, 1942. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's Baby Skooks and Daddy. Right after this.
Meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop turned private eye.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall, is a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street. And it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
The Phil Harris, Alice Faye Show.
stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Spot On, a virtual fence that lets you set up in your yard or park, beach, or wherever in order to keep tabs on your pet. Just attach the Spot On collar and you're pretty much good to go. But what happens if your pet breaches that virtual fence? We asked Spot On CEO Sung Vivathana.
It's the same technology that's kept pets in containment for 40 years now. So as your dog approaches the boundary, there's a series of audible tones that occur. And if your dog does approach that boundary and passes it, there's an optional static correction that occurs. Now, if your dog continues to go beyond that because your dog decided to chase after something, what happens is you get a notification on your phone. What it does for you is it puts your dog on a map and it starts tracking your dog right away so you know exactly where your dog is. It allows you to get to your dog as fast as you can.
Head over to spotoncaller.com for more info.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for a Halloween episode of Baby Snooks and Daddy. It originally played on the day after Halloween, or November 1st, 1946.
J-G-L-L, O!
Jell-O in those six delicious flavors, Jell-O puddings for old-fashioned homemade goodness, bring you Baby Snooks! Yes, it's the Baby Snooks Show, starring Fanny Bryce as Baby Snooks with Hanley Stafford as Daddy, Carmen Dragon and his orchestra, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. And brought to you each week by Jell-O and Jell-O Pudding. Well, I guess I don't have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that last night was Halloween. I don't know what you did, but here's what happened in the Higgins home. The family was just finishing dinner.
Mommy, please, can I go?
No, you may not. Snooks, I've told you a dozen times you can't go out tonight.
But it's Halloween.
I know it. That's why you're staying home, so you can't get into any trouble.
But all the kids will be out.
Snooks. You heard your mother. The subject is closed.
Can we open it just a tiny little bit?
No. Tonight of all nights, I want to spend a quiet, restful evening.
Why?
Because there's a doctor coming over at 9 o'clock. He's going to examine me for insurance.
Do you think he'll find any?
Very funny.
More chocolate cake, Lancelot?
No, thanks, dear. Not with the doctor coming. At my age, it doesn't pay to stuff myself.
I want some chocolate cake.
Snooks, you've had 3 pieces. Do you really want some more?
Yeah. At my age, it don't make any difference.
Yes, I think I'll go in the other room and lie down. I've had a hard day, and I'd like to relax a little before the doctor gets here.
Go ahead, dear, and I'll clear off the table.
Oh, boy, that couch looks good.
Daddy.
What is it?
If I promise to stay in front of the house...
No,
well...
no. Now, please leave me alone. I'm going to take a nap.
But it's Halloween outside.
It's Halloween inside, too. And you won't get into any trouble. Now, I want no further discussion on the subject. Yep, this couch was the best buy I ever made. I could sleep for a week if my nerves had just let go. Hope it doesn't show up in my blood pressure.
Bo!
Huh? Now, what's the big idea, Snooks?
I put on my Halloween mask. Ain't it pretty?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, can't you go away and let me sleep? The doctor will be here in an hour. Perhaps you don't understand how important this is.
Perhaps I don't.
Well, it's not myself I'm doing it for. It's for you and the family. Insurance is protection. If anything happens to me, you'll get a lot of money.
How much?
Oh, maybe $10,000?
Daddy.
What?
Can I have a dime in advance?
No. You've already had your allowance this week.
I'll give you the dime back, dear.
When?
When I get the $10,000.
Snooks, I don't think you know what you're saying. You only collect insurance if something happens to the insured.
What could happen?
Why, hundreds of things. And there's a different type of policy to cover each one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Life, health, accident. Why, you could even insure a finger.
My little finger?
Why, yes. Suppose you lost your finger.
How can I lose it? It's stuck on to me.
I didn't mean you'd leave it lying around somewhere. But suppose you accidentally cut off your finger.
Yeah.
What would happen?
I could only count up to 9.
No. You could collect on it. Let's say it's my finger.
Yeah.
If it should happen to get cut off, the company would pay $1,000.
$1,000 for your little finger?
Yes, sir.
Let's cut it off.
Snooks, please go away and let me sleep. My blood pressure's bad enough.
Can't the doctor fix it, Daddy?
This doctor isn't coming here to fix things. He's coming here to look me over. Whatever he finds wrong, he'll report to his company.
I don't like that doctor.
Why not?
He's a snitch.
He's not a snitch.
He is, so he's a dirty old mean old dirty old snitch.
Oh, Snooks, for the love of heaven, leave me alone. Go away.
Where?
Anywhere.
All right, I'll go outside.
No, you don't. Go someplace else in the house. I'm trying to take a nap.
I want to take a nap.
Well, now, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Suppose you run up to your bedroom and lie down.
No, I want to lie next to you on the couch.
You can't.
I want to lie next to you on the couch.
Oh, all right, all right. I suppose it's the only way I can get some rest. Well, come on. Lie here next to Daddy and go to sleep.
All right. Good night, little Daddy.
Good night.
Daddy.
Yes?
I think I got insomnia.
Well, just lie here quietly and don't disturb me.
All right. Daddy.
What is it?
What's insomnia?
Listen, Snooks, if you can't fall asleep, count sheep.
Little woolly sheep?
Yes.
With big brown eyes?
Yes.
I don't like sheep.
Well, count kangaroos jumping over a fence.
I like kangaroos better.
Oh, good.
11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 21, 22, 24. 25.
All right, let's have it. What happened to 14, 19, and 23?
They tripped.
That settles it. Snooks, if I hear one more peep out of you, I'm going to take my belt off. And you know what'll happen then?
Mm-hmm. Your pants will fall down.
No. I'll give you a tanning, that's what. Now, either you let me take a nap or suffer the consequences.
But, Dad...
Not a sound.
But, Daddy...
Now, you heard me. Don't even open your mouth. I could get more rest in a boiler factory. Oh, just to close my eyes for 15 minutes. Oh, for Pete's sake.
I didn't do it.
Well, go and see who it is.
All right. Hi, Snook. Oh, hello, Phoebe.
Can you come out for Halloween?
Shh. Not so loud, Phoebe. My daddy's asleep on the sofa.
But all the kids are outside. Why don't you ask him?
I did ask him. He won't let me.
Shall I ask him?
No, you wake him up. Can't you see he's asleep?
Well, what's he doing sleeping so early?
He's waiting for a man to come and see him.
About what?
About cutting off his little finger.
Gee, he don't snore like my daddy does.
Oh, sometimes he snores. Sometimes he even whistles.
Does he talk in his sleep, too?
Yeah. Does yours?
No, that's what makes my mother so mad. He just mumbles.
Poor tired old daddy. Don't he look pretty sleeping on a couch?
Yeah, I guess we better not wake him up.
No, I wouldn't wake him up. I wouldn't wake him up for anything in the whole world.
Oh, for goodness sake! I give up.
Did you have a nice little rest, Daddy?
Great. With you two kids jabbering in my ears.
Phoebe wanted me to wake you up, but I wouldn't do it.
I just wanted to know if Snooks would come out, Mr. Hickens. It's Halloween.
All right. Go ahead. Shoo, both of you. Get out of the house.
Come on, Snooks, before he changes his mind.
All right. Bye, Daddy.
I should have done that an hour ago. Maybe I'd have gotten some rest. Now I'm so wide awake, my nerves are screaming.
Lancelot, was that you yelling?
Yes. My defenses just collapsed. I held out as long as I could, but I'm only human.
What do you mean?
I let Snooks go out.
Oh, well, it is Halloween, after all. Maybe it's for the best.
It's not for the best. Every Halloween is the same thing. Life and property aren't worth 2 cents with those kids chasing around the streets.
What do you plan to do about it? Eliminate the holiday?
No, but I can teach our daughter a lesson. You see this mask I'm wearing?
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Great. Well, maybe the mask isn't so bad, but when I put on these false tusks...
Oh, Lancelot, that's horrible.
Pretty frightening, isn't it? Well, you wait here. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Where are you going?
Out to teach those kids a lesson. I'll give them such a scare, they'll never want to go out on Halloween again.
You're listening to Baby Snooks on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service dish network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Come on, Snooks, whose doorbell shall we ring first?
Let's ring this one right here.
Okay, put on your mask and I'll sit on my broom. Go ahead, ring it.
I did. Someone's coming.
Trick-or-treat!
Well, well, if it isn't two little goblins on my doorstep.
How, Mr. Wilcox?
What's this trick-or-treat business?
Well, you gotta treat us to something or we'll play a trick on you.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of suspected this might happen tonight, so I've got a treat all ready for you. Come on inside. Here it is, kids. Right on the table.
Oh, boy, I'm yellow.
With cream.
Little pieces of fruit inside.
Ah, that's a Jell-O Halloween special. Snooks, that looks like a dish of sunshine all dressed up, doesn't it? And just taste that wonderful flavor. But hey, don't eat so fast. That's the famous locked-in Jell-O flavor, you know. Sealed in by a special process, so it's safe and sound till your first big spoonful. Makes you think of the real ripe fruit, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't think of a thing I like better than a dish of Jell-O, can you?
Yeah, another dish.
Well, I'm afraid that'll have to do for now. When the sugar shortage is over and there's lots of Jell-O again, you come around and I'll give you each 6 dishes. One of each of the 6 delicious Jell-O flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, and lime. How's that?
Oh, boy.
And now, if you two goblins have finished goblin, just put a mark on my door and leave me alone for the rest of the night, eh?
Thank you, Mr. Wilcox. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, kids. Happy Halloween.
Well, who's next?
Let's try the house on the corner.
Okay, come on.
Hello, Snooks.
Hiya, Phoebe.
Who are you?
It's me, Roger.
Oh.
You didn't recognize me with this pumpkin on my head, did you?
Gee, is that a real pumpkin?
Sure.
And you're uncomfortable?
Well, it was a little warm at first, but it's better now that I put the candles out. Hey, come on, let's go down to the drugstore and see what we can get.
Yeah.
Well.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
I saw something move behind that tree.
It looks like a man.
No, it's an animal. It's got big, long teeth sticking out of its mouth.
Oh, I'm scared.
Here he comes. Run for your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Little children should be home in bed.
Oh. Well, that ought to teach them.
Hey, what's the big idea, bud?
Huh?
Haven't you got anything better to do than to go around scaring kids?
Look, friend, I suggest you mind your own business. One of those kids happens to be my daughter.
Well, one of those kids happens to be my son. And I don't like any overgrown ape with false tusks running around scaring him.
I did it for their own good. Every Halloween, those kids go out and get into trouble. Besides, I don't like your attitude.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No.
Say that again.
I don't like your attitude.
Next time, try scaring somebody your own size. So long.
Oh, what's this? My teeth! Oh, they're the false ones.
Oh, Daddy. What are you lying in the gutter for?
I tripped and fell down.
Gee, that's funny.
What's funny about it?
You must have tripped just when that man hit you.
You tell me something. Who was that man?
That was Mr. Hopkins, Roger's father.
Where does he live?
Right down the corner. Why?
Never mind. Come on. Any man who punches your father does so at his own risk.
Why didn't you sock him back?
Because I've got a brain in my head, that's why. Suppose I did punch him back. With the tremendous power I generate, I could easily have broken my hand. 9 chances out of 10, the hand wouldn't have healed straight.
Mm-hmm.
And there I am, faced with the prospect of never playing the piano again.
Oh. But, Daddy.
What?
You don't know how to play the piano.
Mind your own business. Pick up that rock.
All right. Here. What are you writing?
Oh, just a little note.
A little note?
Yes. I'm going to throw a scare into that bully. Now, do you see that window in Hopkins' living room?
Mm-hmm.
The one that's open?
Yeah.
Well, I take the rock, thusly.
Mm-hmm.
And I attach the note with a rubber band, thusly. And I draw back my arm, thusly. And with uncanny accuracy, I toss it through the open living room window.
Thusly.
Guess my aim isn't what it used to be. Come on, let's get home.
That was the first half of a Halloween episode of Baby Snooks and Daddy. We'll have the rest of that 1946 broadcast at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and both of the series we presented in the show featured announcer Harlow Wilcox, and my question this time about him. Although he only made a handful of appearances on television, he did show up multiple times on a popular 1950s series hosted by Walter Cronkite. Known for dramatic recreations of historical events, it had originated on radio. I'll name it, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
One-eyed, one horn flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one horn flying purple people eater.
Get 100 novelty songs today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY33.
He did the monster.
Call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code NOVELTY33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only. It cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spheres app today.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The politically correct thought police are at it again at Clemson University, where professors can no longer expect students to come to class on time. Campus diversity training materials now suggest that expecting people from other cultures to show up on time is racist. Instead of teaching students the kind of responsibility that will be required in the job market, these professors are being told that to be inclusive, they must recognize cultural differences that may impact the meeting and adjust accordingly. What needs to be adjusted is this misguided policy. I spent several years teaching college classes, and I can tell you, you can't even teach political correctness if students don't show up to the class. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. My question this time was this. Can you name the 1950s television series hosted by Walter Cronkite and known for dramatic recreations of historical events? The answer is, you are there. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we've come to the end of another show. But hey, visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.